Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And happy holidays, everybody. We hope that you are enjoying this magical time of year. And you know what? We're even prepared to give you the day off of your home improvement projects. That's the kind of folks we are. That'll be our gift to you. You don't have to do a project today while you're enjoying the holidays. But you know what? If you're thinking about something you want to tackle once it's time to put all those decorations away, that would be a great question to ask us right now. How do you do that? Well, you go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, or pick up your phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you are enjoying having a real live Christmas tree this season, you might be surprised to learn that there is a good chance your first horde of holiday guests could be Christmas tree bugs that came with it. Sorry to say, but we're going to tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers.
I tell you, whenever we cover these types of stories, it just gives me the looking at my tree.
The heebie-jeebies?
Yeah, so thanks a lot, Tom. Also, ahead,
yeah,
you guys.
Just trying to help out.
Yeah, thanks. Also ahead, guys, as the winter temps drop, it is the right time to get ready for snow. So to help make sure that you're ready for anything that Mother Nature wants to throw at us, we are giving you your winter ready checklist.
And we're going to clue you in on some surprisingly common household poisons. We'll tell you what they are and how to make sure they are stored properly, especially when all the guests come to visit, because sometimes kids get into houses that don't have kids, and bad things can happen. So we're going to go through the steps on what you need to do to keep everybody safe.
All right. But first, our focus is you. We want to know what you want to know. So if you've got a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help you make it a DI-done project. Let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. And it's totally okay if you want to know how to hang a wreath on a front door or need some help putting up the lights, because those are, you know, seasonal questions, and we're open to them.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cindy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us all about your roofing problems.
We have a camp, and it's got it's a metal building with the pitch on the roof. There's several different layers of the pitch. It goes down, and so let's be like three different pitches on it. We had it put in, probably in 07 or 08. And then around 2011, we decided to pull off that plastic wrap insulation off the inside of the roof and spray on the spray insulation on it. Once we did that, that's when we started noticing the leaks. So we tried different things. We even had another company come out, pull out all the screws and put in new ones that were a little fatter, and so with the washers and all that mess with them to seal it. that has not worked. We've been up there on that roof, I don't know how many different times, trying to put silicone on the on top of the screws after we clean it down along the seams. Sometimes we've even had to get up there, and he's had to pull out the screw, put silicone in, and put the screw back in. It's just been an absolute nightmare to try.
You said these are metal roof panels. Is it like corrugated roof? What kind of metal roof is it?
Right, it is. It's like a corrugated roof.
So they're big metal panels, right?
Right.
When you try to replace these screws, I guess you're essentially taking the panels almost off the roof, right, because you're removing all the fasteners?
Yeah, well, we can't. I mean, with the spray and everything else, I mean, we had even thought about could we, you know, take the roof off and start over. And now with the spray down on it, we can't even do that.
Oh, so this spray is actually up on the underside of the metal roof itself?
Right. So it's like glued down now.
So there was basically no, there was no like sheathing or anything underneath this?
No. When we started this project, we started it with someone who we thought, we didn't know anything, and we thought the person knew everything. And now we know better, but, you know, we messed up, and now we're kind of caught in a bad position.
So, yeah, it's not a good situation because it's kind of hard to try to repair something that probably wasn't put in well to begin with. So I have one idea for you, and that is to put another layer of roofing over the roofing that you have now, but put Ice and Water Shield in between the layers. So Ice and Water Shield is very effective at sealing these kinds of leaks. That's specifically designed to seal around fasteners. And if you were to, if it was possible for you to put another layer of metal roofing over this, but put Ice and Water Shield in between, that would definitely stop the leaks from happening. Short of that, I think this is a situation where the roof has to come off, and you really have to do it right from the get-go, because I don't think the roof was just put on, I guess, over some sort of furring strips or something like that. There was never any Ice and Water Shield underneath that. And so I'm not surprised that it does leak, especially from driving rain. I don't think you can rely just on the fasteners or even fasteners that have, like, rubber gaskets on them to keep that kind of a roof completely leak-free.
All right. Well, I tried. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. I wish we could give everybody a quick fix, but sometime we just can't, especially when you have a roof that's been going so wrong on so many levels for so long. You just can't bring it back.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you love having a real live Christmas tree and you're maybe even looking at one right now, this is Tom's way of totally giving me the creeps, you guys. This is amazing because I have actually heard this happen before. I have known people this has happened to, because sometimes your Christmas tree comes in the house with, like, bugs or bug eggs. So, be ready. We're going to tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, oh, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, Tom and I love talking shop. We love to share our years and years and years and years and years because we old, you guys. We love sharing all of our home improvement experience. And we want to help you get all of your projects done right the first time. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast.
And you can do just that at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to chat with Rich from Myrtle Beach, who's thinking about a generator. How can we help you?
Well, as you mentioned, I am in the search for a generator for the home. As you mentioned, I'm from Myrtle Beach, so we tend to have a lot of hurricanes coming during hurricane season. We get more warnings, though, truthfully, than we actually do hurricanes. But either way, I have a family. I want to keep them safe and with food and everything. So I'm looking to get a good generator that will work for the entire house.
Sure. So first question, do you have natural gas?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that's important because when the power goes down, it becomes hard to get gasoline, right, for portable generators because the gas stations are also down. But if you have a whole home generator that's powered by natural gas, then you have that fuel 24/7 because the utility lines rarely go down in a storm such as that you would experience down in South Carolina. Now, Leslie and I both have had whole home generators for a number of years. And for me, I'm super happy. I have a Kohler 20K. And the way it works is when the power goes off, within about 10 to 15 seconds, the generator kicks on automatically. And I'll tell you what, it's a really nice sound when you have no power and you hear that generator kick in because it basically replenishes all the power for the house. I used to have a generator years and years ago before the developments that these machines have gone through over the years where I only powered part of the house. But now every single circuit in my house is covered. The refrigerator, the air conditioner, the boiler, all the lights, everything.
Yeah, and you don't have to think about anything.
We have a special needs child, so sometimes if I need to get the oxygen going or monitors going, that's one of my biggest concerns is having constant electric.
And Leslie, if I remember it right, you actually went into labor during a power failure, didn't you?
Well, Charlie was born during Hurricane Sandy. So
right, when you had the power.
And Hurricane Sandy was a major storm event, I should say Superstorm Sandy, for the East Coast, New York especially, and we had no power for 4 weeks following Hurricane Sandy. And then, sadly, if you'll remember, then my husband passed away. So there I was with no power for ages and ages, with a newborn baby, and then this major tragedy, and I did not want to find myself and my family in that situation ever again. Never again. So we also put in the Kohler 20 kW. And it's excellent because, I mean, truly since then, I think the most we've ever been without power when the generator was running for, was possibly 6 hours. So luckily, we've never had an event like that again. But it is so comforting to hear it test every week and kick on, even for those short 30-second little power outages that happen every so often, just to know that I don't have to think about it. Every circuit will come on that I need. I will have access to all of the power that I need. And I don't ever need to be scared or unsure again. And I think that's super important for peace of mind. It's just important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other thing that it does for us is it keeps us on the air because we both have home studios. And so we don't ever go down when the power goes out. So for all those reasons, we're big believers in whole home generators. We both have Kohlers. They are really built to last, and, you know, they need very little maintenance. I think I have my generator service tech come about once a year to service it. It also automatically comes on once a week to sort of exercise itself and keep the battery charged and that sort of thing. But it's pretty much hands-off, and it does a great job.
Now, what about installation? How is that working?
So you purchase the generator, right, and then you have to hire an installer. But a lot of companies are out there that do both. You know, there's companies that specialize in generator installation because it is a fairly big installation project in the sense that you got to run a gas line.
And we had to run the gas line, you know, ourselves beforehand from the installation of the generator. We spoke with the installer. They said this is where it has to go. Our town had to sign off on it. There's certain noise variances that – you know, your village, town, community may say it's got to be X amount of feet from a neighbor's line or from here or from there just because of these ordinances. But I feel like the process was super easy.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
The other thing you'll need is an electrical permit because obviously there's a lot of electrical wiring involved in making sure that you have – there's a new switch that goes in called a transfer switch that does just that. It senses when the street power has gone down and transfers power to the generator. So, you know, there is a bit of work to be done, but I'll tell you what, they've become very, very affordable, and I think they're just really smart to have. They also improve the value of your home. So for all those reasons, I think it's a good project, especially if you live down there in South Carolina, because you're certainly more prone to hurricanes than those in other parts of the country.
That's a great endorsement. Kohler. Okay. They're different sizes based on the size of the home or how many electrical appliances you're running off it.
Yep. There is, and that's when we mentioned 20K, that's a short for 20 kW or 20 kilowatts. That's the size generator that we both have. Our houses are about the same size and have relatively the same systems. But there are calculators that the manufacturer will provide where you can actually enter in, you know, the number of circuits and whether you have central air and all that sort of stuff that consumes power, and they'll recommend a generator for you. But generally, it's going to be, you know, somewhere in that 20 to 26 kW range for your average single family.
Okay. One other question. Am I contacting Kohler through the internet?
You certainly can. I would encourage you to go to their website, Kohler spelled KOHLER.com. On that website, they actually have a locator. There's a button to get a free quote. You can complete a form and submit it and let them know if you need the installation and the generator, the installation by itself. And then someone will be in touch with you. So yeah, I think it's important to work with dealers and installers that are familiar with the product. And most of these dealers are. I mean, they work with Kohler. That's probably all they work with, and for a very good reason.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right, Rich. Well, good luck with that project. And let's hope that once it's installed, you never have to need it.
You know what? I'd actually like to see it work.
It is kind of fun when I come home at night during a power outage and I'm the only house that's got lights on.
You know what? Do you go outside and rub it in and put your Christmas lights on and everything else you blow up?
Hey, during Hurricane Sandy, I kept the neighborhood flush with fresh eggs and milk and ice cream and butter. My house was their house.
You just got to watch out for those extension cords coming from the neighbor's house.
Yeah, well, we would never do that, but certainly offer them the opportunity to keep their spoilable foods from getting in bad shape was something we were happy to do.
Yeah.
Rich, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Good luck with that project.
Thank you, sir.
Well, if you are one of the millions of households who enjoy having a real live Christmas tree to gather around, you might be surprised to learn that there's a pretty good chance your first horde of holiday guests might come with that tree.
Yep, there are actually over a half dozen species of Christmas tree bugs that may have attached themselves to your live tree. We're talking about aphids, Adelgids, pine needle scale, bark beetles, and even spiders that, I hate to say it, can bite.
Excuse me while I'm vomiting and going to check my Christmas tree. I'm telling you, this is the worst. All right, so here's what you have to do, because I know a lot of you still haven't gotten your tree. Some people do it as a Christmas Eve tradition. And heck, even if you've got a tree in your house right now, let's just check it out together inside right now so you can be prepared. So before you do head out, make sure you bring a bright flashlight with you, and you want to shine that flashlight along the trunk because you need to highlight any bugs or any eggs that are on the trunk of that tree itself. And you can scan a few sections of needles for bugs, even for eggs as well.
Now next, you want to shake it out. Even if you've inspected your tree for any hitchhikers, it's a good idea to give the tree a good shake, because shaking a tree is going to encourage any bugs to leap off so you don't bring them home with you. As Christmas tree bugs are so common that some shops or stands actually have what they call a Christmas tree shaker. You can use that before you tie off the tree to your car and make sure that you have separated yourself from any of those insects for the ride home.
Now that the tree is in your house, every so often vacuum, because as the tree's been in there a while, those needles are going to fall off. And you might be likely to find some dead bugs under the tree. Now, many of the bugs that live on Christmas trees are going to run out of food once you bring that tree inside, or they're not going to be able to cope with the change in humidity. So the best solution is to just vacuum up any dead bugs along with the dried out needles that are ultimately going to collect on a very daily basis, and sometimes multiple times a day, depending on how many times your children or dog like to just interact with the tree.
And one more tip, if you are vacuuming, make sure you replace the vacuum bag as soon as you're done. This way, if there are any that are filled with a few live bugs that are still clinging on to your holiday spirit, you will dispose of them promptly. And there you go, Leslie, a bug-free Christmas tree.
Donna in Tyler, Texas is on the line, has some questions about windows. Tell us what's going on.
We have double pane windows that we've replaced our old windows with about 20, 25 years ago. And now I have some that don't close. And I have one that has, that I can't open, that the mechanism in the side of the window broke. And I didn't know if there was any hope for repairing them or fixing them, or if I just need to get new windows.
Well, I mean, really, Donna, 20 to 25 years, Leslie, I feel like she got a lot out of those windows. I mean, that's a,
I mean,
that's
for
a
sure.
Pretty good life, right, for windows. And certainly you may be able to repair some of the mechanism if you can locate the parts, but it frankly might just be better to replace those windows, especially because windows today have become less expensive and they've become more efficient. And if you go with replacement windows where you're only really replacing the operable part of the sash, the part that slides up and slides down, and you leave the old sash in place, they're really pretty affordable and easy to install, because you basically order them to fit inside that space, and they can be installed in a really quick, I mean, I could do a window like that inside of an hour easily. So they're not that difficult to replace these days, and especially if you have bad seals, because the seal, it would definitely not be worth at all taking out the window that has the bad seal and having the seals replaced. That would be much more expensive than getting a new window. So I think you ought to be happy with the 25 years you got of that window and think about replacing them. And you know what? If you want to approach this in a way that kind of keeps the costs in check, I would think about whether or not I was more concerned about my heating bills or my air conditioning bills. If it was the air conditioning bills, then I would do the south side of the house first, followed by the west. And if it was the heating bills, I would do the north side of the house first, followed by the east. You don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do them one or two sides at a time.
Thanks so much for joining us during the holiday season. We know you guys are super busy, so we're always so thankful to have you with us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, as winter temperatures drop, it's the right time right now to start getting ready for snow. We're going to share our snow ready to-do list with you next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Rob in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
So my wife and I just bought a brand new house. And when we first got there, we turned on a light switch and our fan in the attic started smoking. So went up there. it looks like it's the back of a submarine. It's like this really big old, like, propeller-driven fan. So that's got to go. Okay. So as I've been doing a little bit of research online, it seems like there's kind of two camps going on as to whether or not it's really worth having an attic fan or not, whether it really saves energy and saves you money over time, or if it's really just something that is kind of a legacy or a holdover from a different era. So I guess I just want to get a take from that.
Okay. So is your home air-conditioned?
It is not.
It is not. Okay. So you're using what, window air conditioners in the summer?
Yep. Window. We have two window air conditioners up on the second floor. Now, the first floor has actually been pretty cool.
So here's the thing. You're going to run this attic fan in the summer, and I presume this would be one that's repaired and not smoking. So let's assume it's operational. If you run it in the summer, what it's going to do is it will depressurize the attic. Now, it's going to try to make up that air from somewhere. Now, theoretically, it would pull in air from other vents in the roof, other passive vents, like vents at the gables or vents at the soffits or other roof vents, to be able to kind of take air from the outside. It will go in those roof vents, up through the attic fan and out, and sort of just cycle. Truth is, though, that those fans are usually a lot more powerful than the amount of passive venting available to make up the replacement air. So they'll sort of reach down deep into the house and start pulling out air from your house and venting that, which they're not really intended to do. They're only really supposed to be venting the attic. So what happens in that scenario is they pull out not only the warm air in your house, but the air-conditioned air, which is your expensive air that you paid to cool. And so that's why they can be very inefficient, because they can rob air-conditioned air from the house. Bigger problem when you have central air than when you just have window units, but that's, you know, that's why we generally don't recommend them. The other reason is that you really don't need them. You could do just as good a job with proper passive ventilation, and by that I mean generally continuous ridge vents that go down the peak of the roof and soffit vents at the overhang. With that combination, air will always press in under the soffits, right up under the roof sheathing, and exit at the ridge, and it just does a good job passively of keeping the attic cool without impacting the cost of cooling or having attic fires because your fan motor blows up.
And then I guess just to go off of that for a second, in the winter, I've heard that you can run the attic fan in reverse and push the hot air that's risen up into the attic down into the rest of the house. Is that also a myth?
That's a complete myth. I wouldn't do that. That would actually be foolish. You could mess with your natural ventilation, the natural draft of your heating equipment by doing that, and it could be dangerous. You could build up carbon monoxide and cause fireplaces to backdraft. It could just be a real mess. So yeah, I would not do that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, guys, as the winter temps continue to drop, it is a good time to get ready for snow. So to help make sure you're good to go for anything Mother Nature can throw at us, we've got a winter-ready checklist just for you.
All right. Well, first, let's talk tools. You know, a good snow shovel is priceless when the white stuff starts to stick. And today, there's many choices in shovels out there, with some not nearly as good as the others. So you want to look for a shovel with a bent handle, because that's going to make lifting the heavy snow a lot less stressful for your back. Also, the edge of the shovel should be reinforced so that if you're scraping ice that's been stuck to the sidewalk, it's not going to bend or break that front edge of the shovel. And speaking of scraping ice, don't forget to pick up a couple of those for your windshields.
Next, if there's ever been a time to think about buying a new snowblower, that time is now. I bought one a number of years ago when my kids seemed to get too busy to help out old dad with all the shoveling. I've never been happier. I mean, you can find these snowblowers in single or two-stage models for bigger driveways, or for smaller areas, you can pick up a snow thrower, which is kind of perfect if you're only moving a couple of inches of the white stuff at a time.
Now, next, it's time to get the salt and sand ready for all those icy driveways and sidewalks that you're going to be encountering. Seasoning those slippery sidewalks with sidewalk salt is definitely going to melt the ice, but the wrong kind of salt can also cause your sidewalk surfaces to disintegrate. Now, the best sidewalk salt is made from potassium chloride or calcium chloride, and this type of sidewalk salt is going to melt the ice, but it is not going to damage the concrete surfaces the way that so-called rock salt would. And now, rock salt is sodium chloride, so you want to stay away from that.
And for best results, what I'd like to do is to buy the potassium chloride in advance, and then I'll mix it with playground sand and keep a supply stored near each entrance to my house. So I seem to always have a surplus of 5-gallon buckets around, but whatever you have, put the potassium chloride in there, mix it together. So this way, once you start to melt out all of that ice, the sand remains behind to give you a little more grit in case it starts to reform.
And let's be honest, Tom, you use those 5-gallon buckets in the fall to sit around your fire pit. That's why you always have so many.
For everything. For everything. That's right. Whenever a company comes, pull up a bucket. You know the rules in this place. Come on.
Heading to Minnesota, where Deb is having some issues with an unlevel floor. What's going on?
We're in a house that the main part of the house was built in the 1930s, and that's our problem right now, although the rest of the house has got issues too. It's over a little over 3,000 square feet, and we tried to sell it, can't sell it, so we're staying, but we don't. There's only two people living in this big of a house, so we want to block off the upstairs and just live on the main floor. We were going to change the stairs and enclose them. Right now they're open stairway. But when we started doing that, the floor behind it is probably real close to an inch and a half dip.
And why is it important to you that you try to take this dip out of the floor? Because generally when dips form over many, many years, everything just kind of gets settled in that space, and it's not always a good idea. In fact, it's rarely a good idea to try to pick it back up unless it's an active structural problem, which I doubt this is.
We want to replace the steps going upstairs, and we can't do that because the steps that are there right now are actually twisting from the dip.
Well, that's not a problem. It's easier to build a set of steps that fits the existing floor structure than it is to try to fix the floor structure. You can easily make a set of steps that has a stringer that's longer on one side than the other. You know, very often when stairs are made, sometimes, especially custom stairs, they leave the stringers running long and the carpenters cut them on site so they fit perfectly in the home. But I don't think it's necessary to try to rebuild your floor just to fix the stairs. Okay, Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, did you know that some surprisingly common household products are really, really poisonous? We're going to tell you what they are next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this holiday season? I'm sure you have a massive to-do list, and whether or not you're actually tackling it or ignoring it and kind of pushing it off to the new year, we are here to lend a hand. Consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up. We're here for you for the holidays. We're here for you next year. So whenever you're getting to those projects, why not tune into the Money Pit podcast now to get some great ideas?
And you can download the show at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gary, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a basement I want to do over. I have poor concrete floors, but poor concrete walls. Mm-hmm. I want to seal the floor and the walls. And I was kind of thinking, I don't know, epoxy, you know, like you would use in a garage, epoxy paint on the floor and something, is the same thing on the wall, or is there something different for the wall?
Well, let's talk about these concrete walls now. Do you have any moisture issues here, or are you just kind of being preventative?
No, I made sure that, you know, the outside was all tapered. There's gutters on the outside.
Yeah, then you can use a standard masonry wall paint on that. And as far as the floor, you know, the reason to use the epoxy flooring paint is because it'll be super durable. I don't think you need to do that on the walls. You basically want to slow down natural evaporation of soil moisture through the walls to the interior.
That was great help, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, here's a big statistic. Every 15 seconds in this country, a poison control center gets a frantic call about an accidental poisoning. And it turns out there's a whopping 90% of accidental poisonings actually happening in the home. That's right, right in your home sweet home.
That's right. So here are a few ways that you can stay safe. First of all, most adult poisonings are a result of mixing chemicals that shouldn't be combined. So you never want to mix cleaning chemicals, and you always have to read the labels about potentially deadly combinations of products. Now, more than half of all home poisonings happen to children under 6 because kids are fast and they are sneaky and they go places very quickly. So you have to keep an eye on them, but you also have to keep those poisons out of reach and locked up. It's also super important to discard old prescription medicines promptly and don't flush the medications because they wind up in the water supply.
Now, let's talk about garages, basements, and other places that you work and play. You want to recognize that cleaning products and solvents and paints and all of those sorts of supplies are often right next to the board games, the bats, and the balls. I mean, toys and toxins literally side by side in places like that. So don't do that. Keep them separate and keep the kids safe.
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year, but right now the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it, but I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case, then you peel off a backing and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. We are standing by to lend a hand, so give us a call, shoot us an email, whichever way you'd like to communicate, we are standing by. Annie wrote in and wants to talk bathroom flooring. Is cork a good choice? We're going to help her out when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Yes.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this most wonderful of ho-ho home improvement seasons. If you're planning a project, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you need a last-minute fix before the crowd shows up, we can help you with that, too. Or if you want to talk about a project for the year ahead, reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Annie wrote into Team Money Pit asking, "Hi, I'm wondering what your advice would be regarding putting a cork floor in our bathroom. Good choice, or should I pass?"
Well, from a durability standpoint, it's a great choice. It's a super durable floor. It's attractive. It's soft to walk on, and it looks great. So that makes it a great choice for a bathroom. Leslie, what do you think about decor when it comes to that? I mean, I've seen cork in homes that are 40 or 50 years old, and it stands up pretty darn well.
Well, and cork doesn't, you know, it doesn't always look like the cork from a wine bottle or like a cork board. Like, there's so many different ways that it's being put together that the flooring can be quite beautiful, have a lot of characteristics to it, be more simple. So I truly do love the way a cork floor looks, and I also love that it's softer underfoot. Like, I really enjoy seeing them in kitchen or in workspaces, just because when you're standing so much, it's so much nicer on your body. As far as water resistancy, they seem to be a really great choice for the bath.
Absolutely. So I think you're good to go if you love cork. There's certainly lots and lots of flooring choices available today, but cork is just a wonderful natural product to consider. So good luck with the project, Annie.
All right, Josh in Michigan wrote in saying, "In my bathroom, I've been having some problems with what looks like drips on the wall. These drips are sometimes a yellowish color and more noticeable after a shower. Is this a venting problem?"
Yes, in terms of the presence of the moisture. So I would make sure you have a bathroom exhaust fan, Josh, and I would make sure that you have that exhaust fan hooked up to not only a regular light switch or regular switch for it, but a humidistat. See, if you have a humidistatic switch, then the fan's going to run as long as it has to take all the humidity out. That's going to prevent the condensation on your walls. I'm a little perplexed by the yellowish color you're reporting. And Leslie, I'm thinking that might be because he has hard water, because there'd be a lot of minerals in that water.
I mean, it could be. I always remember, you know, my grandparents were both smokers, and that would be what would happen in their bathroom. They had a super small bathroom. The ventilation wasn't great. And when condensation would drip on the walls, it did have like a yellowish tint. So I don't know if that's what's going on at your place, but you're definitely right. It could be contributed to hard water, or it could be contributed to a previous owner who was a smoker. All right, now we've got one from Rob who says, "My garage is heated, and when the snow melts off the vehicles, the water pools in the front corner of the garage and soaks into that block wall that makes up the exterior wall. How do I fix the flooring so that the water runs toward the drain?"
Well, listen, resloping your garage floor would be certainly a difficult project because you need to re-pour it. It's not something you can really repair. So I would suggest you paint the floor and the bottommost row of blocks with an epoxy garage paint. This is going to greatly reduce the absorption that you're seeing. It's going to inhibit frost damage that can result from that same situation. Now, another thing you could do is consider what I did, which is I put in garage tiles. These are nice because they sit just above the floor. So if there's a little bit of water that gets on that floor, it basically goes right through and then evaporates off. Very rare for me to see any buildup of water that gets above those tiles.
Okay, Rob, there's a couple good options for you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this most wonderful of holiday season weeks. We hope that you're enjoying time at home with family and friends this holiday season. If you are taking a moment to think about planning for the year ahead, we'd love to help you do just that. So remember that you can reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Whenever you think of it, reach out, post your question, and we will get back to you the next time we are in the studio. Until then, happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Make a love, get down. is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Numbers are looking bad for President Biden. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Biden's approval ratings have been underwater all year. He began 2023 with an approval versus disapproval ratio of 43.5 to 52.1%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Currently, only 40.5% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.9% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 15.4%.
In the meantime, now in a head-to-head rematch, Biden trails Mr. Trump by 2.3%. Supreme Court says it will not immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results. Also at townhall.com, British government announcing plans to charge a carbon levy on imported raw materials such as aluminum, iron, steel, and cement from 2027.
It's in an attempt to prevent firms from being undercut by overseas producers. However, the plan has come under criticism from the body representing British Steel as being too sluggish. The group says it will come into effect 1 year after similar proposals from the European Union are implemented.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. American colleges, of course, have educated literally millions of Chinese students in the past 40 years. Many of those students have stayed in the U.S. and become researchers and professors, but that academic cooperation apparently now in decline. Washington says there are continued fears, many of them growing, about Chinese spying. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Claims about offshore wind farms threatening whales continue to be a flashpoint in the battle over, quote, renewable energy.
Conservatives, including former President Trump, have claimed construction of offshore wind turbines is killing whales. Scientists say there's no credible evidence. Rhode Island and Virginia have pilot programs. While whales have been dying at an advanced rate, scientists and federal authorities say the biggest threats are shipping collisions and fishing gear entanglement. Another concern affecting whales, underwater noise pollution, though federal law sets limits on human-generated sound underwater.
With Christmas right around the corner, you might want to check the list of what stores are open. Many companies shut their doors Christmas Day. That includes Walmart and Target, while others opt to cut back their hours. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. state of California suing Ralph's supermarket chain. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The state alleges the store violated state law by asking job seekers whether they had criminal records and illegally rejecting hundreds of applicants, ignoring the state's Fair Chance Act, which took effect in 2018. It bars employees from asking about criminal histories before offering jobs and only allows them to rescind the offer if the crime would impact job offered. Ralph's parent company, Kroger, had no comment. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
One person is dead, another wounded, that in a shooting today at a shopping mall in Florida. A woman who was shot in the head while she was a passenger in a car fleeing from police, filing a federal lawsuit against a state-run department in Jackson, Mississippi. The lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. Southern District of Mississippi, claims excessive force. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this very magical time of year. And we will give you today off from your home improvement projects because it is holiday season. But if you're thinking about tackling a job in the weeks and months ahead, now would be a great time to reach out to us with your questions because we'll help you get started on the right foot. We can help you save money. We can help you determine whether you can do it yourself or you should hire a pro. We can tell you what questions to ask that pro. We can really speed that project along to make sure it gets done right. But help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. You can do that two ways. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, it is a time when we have a lot of stuff that accumulates in your house, and it might be a time when it's feeling a bit cluttered. Well, the key to an organized home is to proactively keep those messes from forming in the first place. We'll tell you how to do just that.
And before your holiday guests arrive, it's a good time to make sure that your stairs are safe. Now, they're often the most dangerous part of the home, but they can be even more tricky without the right type of railing. I mean, you become a pro at your staircases. Like, you kind of know where everything's, like, off, on, all the usual suspects there. But somebody who's visiting doesn't, so we're going to tell you how you should make sure that your railings are safe.
And as we head into the chilliest part of winter, we've got some ideas to give your fireplace a nice custom look with easy-to-build surrounds that can add some vintage charm.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help.
And you can help yourself right now by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Gail on the line with a heating question.
You know, I have a real old house, like 1904, and I do have some chimneys in it, you know, with flues.
And so I had thought I would use a chimney vent for the gas line, but that I would probably have to put a liner in it, like a steel liner. And somebody said that there was another alternative, and that was to put a power vent, something across the ceiling of the basement and out a window, and not have to use a chimney, so as a vent. So I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, listen, lining the chimney is actually not that big of a deal for to convert it to use as a gas vent, because what you do is you drop a stainless steel liner from the top right down. It kind of looks it looks like a stainless steel version of a dryer hose, if that makes sense. It's kind of like expands like that, and it gets terminated at the top, and then sections are added so that it goes all the way down the bottom, and it comes right out the side of the chimney, and you hook it up. So it's really not a big deal for a furnace company or HVAC company to do that. I suspect that adding this power vent is probably a lot more work and more money, and basically what that is a fan that has to run all the time, and it would suck the gases off the furnace and then, you know, run them sort of horizontally against gravity because it's a fan, and push them out the side of the house. Not only are you going to have a motor to run all that time, you're going to have a vent that goes across the ceiling of the basement, and you're going to have a vent that comes out the side of the wall. Not the right way to do it. I would line the chimney with a stainless steel flue from the top to the bottom and go with it from there.
Okay, and I guess one of the questions, I do have two flues coming up on that one chimney. Right now I have a hot water, gas hot water heater, which just goes out without a stainless lining. But I guess they could put a large enough lining to line both flues.
Well, actually, you would probably bring the gas water heater flue and the boiler flue or furnace flue together and then run them up the stainless steel. Because, honestly, you're really not supposed to be using one of those old flues just for a gas water heater, because what happens is in the wintertime they can get really cold and they can force condensation inside of those hot, warm gases that are going up, and that can actually reverse the draft and basically make that water heater vent back into the house until the chimney warms up. So you're better off having that one flue lined and then running them both up through that. You basically bring them together and then you bring them into the chimney and on up. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Doug in Oregon's on the line with a question about drywall. What is going on at your Money Pit?
I had a flood in my home. Wiped out the whole inside, get to the point where the sheetrock goes on. They came in, put sheetrock in. Now I have a crack in one wall, in the ceiling, in the living room, and in the kitchen. And they're telling me I have structural problems.
But who's telling you that, Doug?
The contractor, sheetrock company. But I had the house inspected to have it refinanced, and we do not have a structural problem.
So the drywall company, in an effort to get out of having to fix this crack, has basically told you that you have structural problems and therefore it's not their responsibility to fix it. Is that kind of where we're going with this?
That's correct.
Yeah, sounds like it. Listen, if you get structural problems, that would have been picked up probably before the drywall was added. And I don't buy it. It's more likely that the drywall seams have to be replaced. Now, the cracks that are forming there, you know, they probably need to be done in a different way. So, for example, if you get a drywall crack because you've got walls that are expanding and contracting, it's frequent that what you want to do is lightly sand that and then use a fiberglass tape on top of that cracked area, not the paper tape, because the paper tape is not very tolerant to that kind of movement, but the fiberglass tape is. It's sort of like a mesh tape where the spackle actually presses right through it. Are you seeing any other evidence of structural movement in your house except for these drywall cracks?
Not at all. In fact, the house is in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and the house was built on a slab. When they came in, demolished the house or whatever, they filled up the laminated floor in three bedrooms, and there was no cracks in the floors or anything.
Yeah. It's unlikely that you've got a structural problem. I think this sounds much more like a workmanship issue, Doug, and I encourage you to go back and get those guys to make a service call and fix it up. They're going to cause you a lot more aggravation by chasing a possible structural issue, because if I thought that was the case, I'd tell you to hire a professional home inspector or engineer, and then you're going to be into hundreds of dollars of inspection fees just because these guys are being a bit lazy about going back and fixing the crack.
Well, they won't come back. I've even offered to pick them up, bring them to my house, take them back to a shop, pay for a cab to come out, pay for a cab taking them back.
Well, that's even more evidence that they don't know what they're talking about. You know, I guess you've always got options to pursue them in small claims court, but frankly, to repair those cracks, it probably wouldn't be worth it. You might just want to go to a website like homeadvisor.com and find a pro that's been highly referred by folks in your area and maybe just get them to do the repair for you.
Yeah, just rather than going through an attorney or whatever, I'd probably money's ahead just to go ahead.
Yeah, probably.
And have it
repaired. That's the sad truth of a small project like that.
Well, it was a big project. I mean, they did walls, ceilings, everything. The house was actually gutted.
Well, listen, I mean, all you can do is really pass on the information about the fact that these guys weren't very professional.
Right.
You know, by way of a review, either online or on a site like Home Advisor, for example. Pass it on and protect other folks from making the same mistake.
Now, if I do take them to small claims court, I'm going to have some kind of an evidence or whatever I'm going to be needing. So I need to have somebody come in there and actually inspect it.
Yeah, you probably are, and you may have to have them in testify for you. But the thing is, I wouldn't go through all that until maybe you make I shouldn't be giving you legal advice, but... You know, I would take pictures of it. I would bring it to court. And if the judge decides that you need to have an expert, then you just ask for a continuance to get that done. But maybe just taking the pictures in, they may not even show up and you get a judgment against them.
Yes, that's true, too. Well, I appreciate everything you've had to say.
Yeah, all right. Well, I hope that helps. Sorry that happened to you, Doug. Good luck with the project, though. And it's not likely a structural issue, but go ahead and get it repaired and keep an eye on it, okay?
Thank you so much for your time.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. I mean, it's the time of year where things are very busy, but is your home feeling a lot more cluttered? Well, the key to keeping an organized home is to proactively keep those messes from forming in the first place. I know, easier said than done, but we're going to share our tips next. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, picture this. Sizzling grills, the aroma of delicious pizza, and the perfect setup for game day.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
Well, you can make that dream a reality when you enter the Money Pit's Tailgate Treasure Sweepstakes. We're giving away over $1,100 in prizes, including a Gosney Rockbox pizza oven, a Coleman Road Trip grill, and a Cash Basecamp System 2.0.
Enter daily now through December 31st for your shot at the ultimate tailgate gear. Just head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and get in on the sizzling fun. Enter now and elevate your game day experience at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Ho Ho Home Improvement Show. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. During this wonderful time of year, if you're inspired to think about a project for the days, the weeks, the months ahead, we'd love to help you get it done. So reach out to us first with those questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Rebecca in Kansas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I have several questions. They're all related. I have a large mudroom, laundry room and kitchen and eating area that are all the exact same ceramic tile and grout.
Okay.
And, of course, the ceramic is very unforgiving and slick, hard on little kids with sock feet. They fall, and I'd like to change it out. My first question is, given it's a kitchen, laundry room, and that type of area, what kind of material? Could I use some kind of a hardwood or engineered hardwood or vinyl? And second off, I just can't imagine taking up all that ceramic. Could I possibly do a floating floor over the top of the current ceramic tile?
Yeah, those are all great questions. So let's take them one at a time now. There are lots of options. All those options that you mentioned are viable: engineered hardwood, laminate, and others like engineered vinyl plank. EVP flooring is another good idea. Whether or not you can put a second layer on, typically you can, but in the kitchen, if you put another layer on, you have to be concerned that you don't sort of block in your dishwasher. If you've got a built-in dishwasher and you put more flooring up against that front edge of it, you may not be able to get it out when it comes time to replace it. So you need to maybe pull the dishwasher and make sure that if you were to put another layer of flooring in front of it, that you account for that, because you want the floor that the dishwasher sits on to be the same level as the finished floor. So you may need to sort of pad it up and make sure you still have enough room. So that is definitely a concern, because you definitely do not want to block that in. But in terms of the products, yes, all of those are viable options. So I would just shop for what you like and take it from there. But do take a look at that EVP product. You'll find that at Lumber Liquidators and other great retailers, because I've noticed that it looks an awful lot like wood, but it's 100% waterproof. You know, if you were to use like engineered hardwood, that is designed for damp locations, but it's wood. And so it's going to wear like wood and perhaps not be as durable as some of the new high-tech vinyl products.
Okay. And could those engineered vinyl products be floating?
Yeah, they're all designed to be floating floors. Yep.
Okay. Okay. If a person goes ahead and puts that in, is it better to do the lengthways with the longest running crossways or lengthways of your room? Are you better to go the length of the room with the...
Yeah, we understand what you mean. Typically, Leslie, you would go with the lengths parallel to the longest walls, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Depending on if there's like a hallway joining them, you always want it to run that longest length so that the planks don't seem short and weird. And then that will determine, you know, where you need a threshold and different things for the adjoining rooms.
Right, right. Okay. Very good. Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Can't wait to see how it turns out. Send us some pictures.
Well, most messy homes are something you deal with retroactively. That is, you kind of clean up once the clutter appears. But the key to an organized home is to proactively keep those messes from forming in the first place. Right, Les?
Yeah, you know, that is very true. I mean, there's an old saying, a place for everything and everything in its place. And that's a good saying that definitely holds up. I mean, one reason that things are piling up on your counters, the tables, the floor, is that they have no home. So you've got to assess what items are always out of place or underfoot and create or alter the storage that you have for it. Maybe make it visible, maybe make it easier to reach so that those odds and ends end up where they belong and not just sort of in a holding area until you bring it somewhere else. Next, you've got to play clutter cop. Dollar bins and freebies, they're fun, but are you really going to use that stuff? So you got to assess all unneeded items before you bring them through the front door. I have a girlfriend of mine, and every time her kids go to like an amusement park or someplace where they come home with like a giant stuffed animal, she's always like, you can't bring that inside. You got to put something else outside. So she makes them kind of swap out and see what's the most important thing. I mean, truly, that's definitely what you got to do. Rule of thumb, something comes in, something's got to go out.
And finally, beware, how do we call it? Nostalgia, right? I mean, tossing little kids' artwork is tough, but keeping all that stuff becomes more of a burden. I remember when my kids were young, they went to like a robot summer camp where they made robots, which of course were made out of these, you know, big cardboard boxes, and they were massive by the time they were done. And I'm like, I can't really keep this too much longer. So what I used to do with that and other artwork as I got older was I took pictures of it, right? So now we have a record of it, but we don't actually have all of that lovely artwork hanging around year in and year out. So think about that. Photos are a great way to document, you know, cherished toys, baby clothes, and the artwork, anything that's not a true family heirloom.
All right, heading to New York where we've got Ross on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
We bought the house. There had been prior leaking in the cellar underneath a cellar window.
Right.
I fixed the problem with a new window and had it properly installed. But years later, there's still the staining and the mildew stain that's on the concrete blocks below that window.
Okay.
I want to clean it and prep it to paint. The blocks are still in relatively good shape, but I just want to know what's the best process and the best product to properly clean that wall and prep it for painting.
So, first of all, Ross, the window that was leaking, is this area still damp? Do you think that there's any moisture that's getting into that area under the window? Because it may not be coming from the window. It could be coming right through the wall, you know.
We had an actual process done. Not only were the windows replaced just as normal upgrade, but we had a process by a basement waterproofing company where they, every 2 feet on the outside of the building, they bored down through the dirt all the way to the foundation, and then they ejected a liquid bentonite. I'm not sure if you've heard of that process, but the liquid bentonite is kind of like a kitty litter almost. But when it gets injected near or into concrete block, it gets into the block, and then it expands like kitty litter would expand. And that process completely dried up the basement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I would just say to you that the reason most basements leak is because of a problem with exterior drainage. So make sure your gutters are clean, your downspouts are extended, and your soil slopes away from the house. Now, aside from that, removing these stains is not that big of a deal. Usually what you're seeing is efflorescence. That's the mineral salts that are left when the water evaporates that gets in, and then it dries out. So if it's not an active leak, you just have these stains. I think, frankly, all you got to do is wire brush those walls to get rid of that loose stuff. Usually it's a white, grayish powder kind of a thing that's stuck. If it's on block, it's not mold, it's salts. And so once you get that clear, then you can apply a concrete block paint to that surface, and you should be good to go.
The drainage has been completely taken care of. There's gutters, there's downspouts, it slopes away from the house. Everything is check, check, check.
Okay, good.
The stains that are there are definitely a darker, blackish, mildewy old stain that just needs to, that's left over from when there was, you know, a consistent moisture problem there.
Right. Yeah, but it's not going to be mold or mildew because you need a food source for that. And you have a masonry surface there, so you don't have a food source. If it was drywall, I'd be more concerned. But as long as it's dry, then it's not active. I would just, like I say, brush it, wire brush it, just to make sure any loose stuff is off. And then you can paint right over that. You should be good.
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Russ. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Up next, we've got tips on how to take the danger out of one of the most dangerous parts of your home, the steps, when The Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, I know that you have had your Christmas decorations up since what, like October? So
what?
How long do they stay up after the holidays?
I mean, you know that my dream is to keep them up to my birthday, which is February 28th, but I don't ever do it, although I really do want to. Rule of thumb is I kind of take down like the extra decor minus the tree, like kind of right after New Year's, just because it starts to get a little cluttered for me at that point. Like I loved it, but now I'm like, it's over. Come on, guys. But I keep the tree up through the Epiphany, which is always January 6th. So it's like we do little Christmas, then we keep it up. And I also kind of really time it with when the local sanitation department is taking away the tree.
That also plays a role, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't want the tree to sit on the front of the house for weeks and weeks. And if you miss it by a day, then like the next time that recycling truck rolls around could be 2 weeks. So I kind of pay attention to that as well.
Well, certainly a great season for decorating your home. But, you know, there's always only so much you can take. I usually leave mine up probably through the first week in January, except 1 year I did leave it up through almost into February. But it was a really bad storm. And, you know, I do things the hard way here. I have lights that go across my roof 2.5 stories tall, and I just don't want to go up on that roof with the ice and the snow. So we left them up an extra long time, and it was fun.
All right, heading out to Tennessee. We've got Gwen on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
My water heater had the element we thought had burned out, and so I had someone come and look at it, was going to replace the element, and he said, well, it's clogged up. And he couldn't get it unclogged, and he said, we're going to have to just pull this heater out and drain it, turn it on its side. And what came out of the water heater was a gelatinous whatever. It was,
let's call it by its technical name, gunk.
Yeah, gunk was a good word. But, I mean, it was a lot of it, and it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get it out until he turned the water heater over on its side and turned it around, and it was liquid, and then it was just like this gel stuff.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I have a water system, a Kinetico water system.
Okay.
And so my thinking is, okay, I'm on a well. I should have said that. If water is coming from my well through my water system that's supposed to be filtering everything before it comes into the house, you know, the Kinetico people don't know what it is. He first thought it was white slime, but they checked all of my fixtures, commodes, and everything and said, no, it's not white slime. But he didn't know what it was, so he just hasn't gotten back to me. And
well,
I wondered if you all had heard of that.
No, but it sounds to me, before you even told me that you had run well water, I kind of knew what it was. I think it's hard water. And I think what you're seeing are mineral deposits that are settling to the bottom of the water heater. What kind of water heater is this? Is it electric or gas?
It's electric.
Okay. So a lot of that stuff just settles down the bottom. And what happens is sometimes in a gas water heater especially, it ends up making it very inefficient because the gas heat doesn't get through all that stuff as efficiently. How old is this water heater?
It was only about 5 years old.
Okay.
And actually what I did was the contractor said I would be cheaper. I would be saving more money if I just got a new water heater.
Uh-huh.
Instead of him taking the time to try and get that stuff out of the one that I had. And so I bought another one. This was last year.
Okay.
And he told me I need to drain it, you know, like every 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do need to drain it. So you've got to drain at the bottom, and you got a little valve there. So you hook up a garden hose to it. And remember, it's going to be hot. So I would even maybe suggest turning the water heater off. You can turn off the breaker at your main panel, you know, at night, and in the morning you can drain it, or whenever, or turn it off in the morning, and at night you can drain it. And then just open that valve up and let the water flow. And if you do it every 6 months, it's going to wash away all any minerals that are stuck down there. It would be worth having a look also at the water treatment system to make sure the water softener portion of that is working correctly, because I think with all those mineral deposits, probably more hard water is getting through than should. But if you flush it every 6 months like that, I don't think this is going to happen again. I think you were just looking at 5 years of buildup.
But that, with it being hard water, that would make it that jelly type texture?
Yeah, because it's minerals and it's mixing with water and it's going to sort of stick together. So, yeah, it can get gunky like that.
Okay, good. Well, I hope that's all it is. But, you know, you would think that the people who sell me the water system would think of the hard water.
Well, you would hope, but you know, here's something that you can do also. Why don't you just take a water sample and send it off to a testing lab? You can find one online or find one in the area. Don't use the water company to test. Don't use the Connecticut people to test it. Get an independent test, and this way you'll know, you know, if that system is working properly and filtering out all the contaminants.
Good idea. I will do that. Here, I enjoy your show.
You got it, Gwen. Have a great day. Well, building new stairs or railings or updating the ones that you have can be actually a very important home improvement project, especially since we're in the middle of the holiday season when so many visitors are coming and going, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. You have to think about it because stairs and railings, they're not only a decorative part of the home, but they really do have an important job in keeping both your occupants and the visitors safe. So for an existing home, stairs do take a lot of wear and tear, and those treads can become loose, the railings can get wobbly, spindles can fall out, so you have to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, and after all of those years of use, a lot of times wood stairwells begin to come loose themselves. The railing can feel wobbly or just seem slightly loose when force is placed on it. And additionally, you may find that you have like one squeaky wooden stair that announces to the world that you are walking on it. I mean, these are not things that you have to live with.
Yeah, so step one here is a safety check. You want to look at the stairs that have at least 3 steps. They should have a handrail mounted securely to the wall. Now, for open staircases, spindles should be installed no wider than 4 inches on the center. You've got to prevent the small kids from squeezing in between them. I have seen kids squeeze into, like, the weirdest, tiniest of places. So, you know, do yourself a favor here. 4 inches should do the trick. Also, look carefully where steps are uneven, particularly in older homes, because you definitely, as the homeowner and the person who uses those steps all the time, have developed this, like, second nature instinct when you're navigating them. But your guests, this could be the first time they're doing it, so make sure they are aware if you're not fixing it at that exact moment, but fix it so that it's not an issue for you and anybody in the house.
Yeah, and speaking of fixing things, here's the most common things that you might need to repair: a weak or a broken railing. You know, when they're first installed, railings are sturdy, even though they may have some give to them, but after a lot of years of use, they can become less sturdy through basic wear and tear and strain on the wood. So carpenter can evaluate why your railings are weak and make the appropriate repair. Squeaking steps, not a structural problem, kind of an annoying thing, but what you want to do is find where it's loose, and you want to install a trim screw, which is kind of like a drywall screw but with a really small head, through the tread and into the risers, which is the part of the stair that holds it up from below. That should secure the loose step and avoid the squeak. And if you've got broken treads, make sure that you reinforce those. You can repair them, you can replace them, but if the tread breaks, that's a bad thing because you could step through it.
Yeah, now when it comes to thinking about what the cost of a stair and railing installation and repair will be, you always have to think about the complexity of the layout. A simple straight staircase is going to be less expensive to update than, say, a spiral stair. But for the safety of you, your family, and your guests, it's really an important part of your home to pay attention to. Now I've got Mark in Kansas on the line who's got a question about a countertop. What's going on?
Well, we have a Formica countertop. It's darker, and my wife is wanting something lighter, and I'm wondering, do I have to replace it, or can't I put something over it?
No, actually, there's a product that you can replace that, or you can actually cover that top with. It's made by a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. I actually just used the product myself in the last few months. And it's called Lux Rock, L-U-X-R-O-C-K.
They also have another version called Mineral Select. And essentially, these are products where you put on a primer, and then once the primer dries, you put on a coat of the Lux Rock, you let that dry, and then you very carefully sand it. And what you see come through are like all of the flakes of different colors of like gold, for example, that you would see in a granite piece. And once you reveal that and you're sort of happy with that appearance, then you put on like an epoxy top coat, and that sort of locks it all in. So in my case, I had a really old kitchen, and I had the option to go over the old top, which I would have been happy to do, but I was reconfiguring cabinets, so I decided I would build a countertop myself from scratch using plywood. And when people said, you're going to put a plywood countertop in, well, I got to tell you, I had friends that saw this Luxrock product after it was complete, and they were kind of like, what do you mean that's not granite? They're like looking at it. They can't see anything that tells them it's not granite. I finally had to turn a piece of the top upside down and prove it wasn't granite. That's how darn good it looks. So check out DaichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com, and you'll find those products there. They're really good at this, and I was very happy that I made that choice.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks so much for spending your time here with us on The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is your home missing that vintage charm? Well, we're going to tell you one way that you can add it without a complete remodel after this.
You live in the money pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on this very busy time of year, if you've actually got a project in the works, or maybe you're just dreaming of one that you want to start in the new year, we can definitely help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you love the look of vintage charm, you know, think of things like ornate moldings or details in the flooring or something that's definitely typical of a certain building period of time, you know that it definitely adds value to your home. But if you're living in a fairly new home, you probably don't have a lot of those special touches that definitely make you feel like that home has been around a while. So one way to capture that vintage feel without giving up modern convenience, and this is a great trick, you can add a salvaged antique fireplace mantle. The mantle, the whole hearth, you can really find some beautiful stuff at these salvage yards that are just gorgeous. They can be carved wood, they can be stone, and you don't even need to have a fireplace. You can just put them in about any room, and then that decorative fireplace quickly becomes that focal point. And, I mean, truly, if you have a fireplace, this is also a great way to add that historical sort of detail that gives it that charm, and, you know, really not a tremendous amount of work.
Now, when older homes are renovated or torn down, it's becoming more popular to save architectural pieces and actually to sell them to salvage dealers. So you can find some pretty good-looking stuff. We're talking about mantles, clawfoot bathtubs, stained glass windows, and even antique doorknobs. And if you don't have a salvage dealer close to you, you can even buy these things online.
Yeah, you can check for individual pieces that have been redone on sites like Etsy or even Craigslist. And even though that mantle won't actually be a working fireplace, it will definitely add that warmth to your home. And then, of course, you can add things like a beautiful sort of brass antique fireplace screen or something that gives it that charm as well. Even fireplace tools or a vintage basket right near it. Lots of ways once you install this mantle that you can give it more charm. This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you stepping up on a ladder to reach those holiday decorations? Well, with over 20,000 ladder injuries each year, we're going to share some tips to help you get safely back down to the ground. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Charles in Colorado reached out to Team Money Pit and is asking, how hard is it to replace faucets on our bathroom and kitchen sinks? We have zero DIY skills. Is this something we could, or I should say should, do ourselves?
Well, I give you credit for taking proper assessment of your skills and where you're at with that. You know, look, first of all, replacing faucets today is not that difficult, but the problem is usually that you can't turn the water off that feeds them, because those valves in the sink that turn the hot and cold water on, a lot of times they're stiff, they don't turn off all the way, so you really can't get much through into the project before you're dealing with a drip in your face or something of that nature. But if you can turn those valves completely off and the faucet's open and you're not getting any more water out, then I think it's probably safe to proceed. The fittings are pretty standard, so it's unlikely you're going to have something that doesn't match, but it is a tough place to work. Believe me, for a 200-pound guy trying to fit into a tiny kitchen cabinet is always a challenge for me. So, you know, it can be a very difficult thing because you have to get certain tools up underneath the sink sometimes. So, you know, it's inconvenient, I'll say, and you got to be a bit of a contortionist. But if you can tolerate all that, I think you could probably do the replacement, but maybe keep the plumber on speed dial just in case.
All right, John from Pennsylvania wrote in, is there a way to keep snow from forming at the edge of my roof and collapsing the gutters?
Yeah, proper insulation and ventilation, John. So what you're describing here is the early stages of an ice dam, which is not a good thing. And the reason ice dams happen is because when that snow starts to melt from the top of your roof, you're above the heated area of the house, the water starts to run down. And when it hits the section of roof that's at the overhang, it freezes. And when it freezes, it builds up and builds up and builds up. And that can cause leaks into the house and can also cause those gutters to clog up and collapse. So what you need to do is improve your insulation and make sure you're not blocking the ventilation at the soffits so that you keep the heat inside the house and not up into the attic.
All right, John. I hope that helps you out. You got to keep those gutters free-flowing. You got to keep the snow from forming at the edge of the roof. Lots of things you got to do.
Well, if you've been decking those halls with holiday cheer, and if you're getting ready to take them down soon, you're no doubt about to get up or down a ladder, maybe for the first time since last year. Well, with 20,000 injuries every year from ladders, Leslie's got some great tips to help keep you safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you've got to check that ladder out before you even take one step onto it. Worn out or improperly used ladders, that's the other thing. It could be in great condition, but you could just be doing it completely wrong, folks. And that can cause thousands of serious injuries every single year. So to stay safe, you want to make sure that your ladder has slip-resistant rungs on the feet. You want to inspect it for cracked uprights, any split rungs or loose rivets. And when you're using an extension ladder, you need to make sure that the bottom is pulled away from the wall by at least one quarter of the height that you need to work at. And finally, never stand on the top rung of any type of ladder. And especially when it says like, hey, this is not a step, they mean it on those ladders. Do not stand up there. I can't believe how many people I see are like, oh yeah, this is the perfect platform for me. It's not. Just be careful, guys, all right? Stay safe this holiday season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the Money Pit, you are probably inside more often than not this time of year. So here's a question. How healthy is the air you're breathing? Well, maybe not as healthy as you think. We're going to teach you how to cut down on dust, allergens, dirt, and even germs with a whole house air cleaner on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking out on negotiations to reach a deal for changes to U.S. border policy, a GOP demand as a condition for passing a defense spending bill that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It is about securing our border if we're going to help Ukraine protect its own borders. That's what the negotiation is about. So I'm not going to support legislation that does not stop or at least substantially reduce the flow of illegal immigrants into this country that Joe Biden has unleashed.
State Department says 300 U.S. citizens, green card holders, or close family members still trapped in Gaza by the fighting there. Relatives in the U.S. are pleading with the Biden administration to help free them. Also at townhall.com, Germany's central bank says that country's economy likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, a survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy retreating unexpectedly. Official figures show Germany's economy contracted by 0.1% in the third quarter after growing by the same amount in the previous three-month span. The International Monetary Fund says Germany is the only major economy expected to shrink this year.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. Police in Cologne, Germany, say indications of a possible attack leading them to search the country's landmark cathedral with sniffer dogs. They add worshippers attending Christmas Eve Mass Sunday will all have to undergo security screening before being allowed in. And in Vienna, Austria, police there taking very heightened security measures around churches following attempted threats. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, Relief, relieffactor.com.
With the Israeli-Hamas war still raging, one American businessman has just returned from the Holy Land, marveling at the strength and resilience of the Israelis that he met while there. Clem Boyd, an executive with Infinity Concepts, a Christian public relations agency that's based in Pittsburgh, tells the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that Israelis have a tremendous faith in their future.
There's fortitude and resilience. They have hope. We visited Rambam Hospital. They've built 3 floors underground so they can care for patients. The president of the hospital, he showed us a video before we wrapped up our tour, and it was their game plan for advancing the hospital to even greater things in the year 2065. Talk about your hope. That was amazing.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. In New York City, teachers union there suing to stop Mayor Eric Adams' planned school budget cuts. Here's correspondent Rhonda Rockstra.
The United Federation of Teachers accused Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Wildlife authorities in Colorado releasing an additional 5 gray wolves in the state. That brings the total so far under a voter-approved reintroduction program to 10. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says its team has completed an agreement to capture 10 gray wolves in Oregon for release in Colorado. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Been with us all week long, and nothing slowed down. When Donald Trump's involved, there's always the unexpected. That happened again this week. We're going to talk to Brett Baer in a matter of moments about that. And Neil McDonough, he's played one of the finest, mostly villainous characters in Hollywood over the last 25 years. One of his most recent is with Yellowstone. He's got a brand new movie out. He just joined us on television. The new movie's called The Shift. It's still top 5 in the country, and him and his wife produced it. So he's going to be with us shortly. Another reason to get Fox Nation. You'll be able to see the stream, and you can catch us on all those devices like Alexa and everything else, like Google. But let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number 3.
You know, it's serious betrayal. It's extremely frustrating. I know that the U.S. has come up with all sorts of proposals, but it's not what the Russians are after. The only problem is, it's my life that's draining away. Why will he do this? You know, it's 5 years. It's unfathomable to me that they left me behind.
That is Paul Whelan talking about being stuck in Russia, weakness. That's exactly how Joe Biden's foreign policy have us looking around the world.
from slow walking and not talking about why we should back or Ukraine, slow walking weapons, I should say, to allowing a bunch of thugs in Yemen to rocket ships out of vital shipping lanes, plus another terrible hostage swap and also being warned by China. They're just going to go take Taiwan, and there's nothing we can do about it. We have to be willing to rumble.
Number two.
My mayor is blaming everyone except the person who needs to get the blame, and that is President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are responsible for protecting and securing our borders and for having a functional immigration system. They're not calling out Secretary Mayorkas for letting asylum seekers come to this country under false pretense and then giving them court cases 10 years from now.
That is Raymond Lopez, a alderman over in Chicago, a border overwhelmed, a president who could not care less. Blue cities beginning to pay a heavy price for their sanctuary policies, and the CBP is forced to deal with the human flood of illegals like we have never seen before in our country's history, and Congress is going home for Christmas.
Number one.
I think this kind of action of stretching the law, taking these hyper-aggressive positions to try to knock Trump out of the race are counterproductive. They backfire.
They have from day one. Bill Barr weighing in. Trump trials and persecution. Huge Colorado Trump ban fallout as blue state radical judges try to ban Trump from that ballot. Now California wants to do the same. We talk about it, what it means for the GOP horse race, and leave it to Joe Biden to make it all worse as he sits down for a year-ender with Bill Muir. No. Brett Baer? No. Oh, I mean Conan O'Brien. Brett Baer joins us now. Hey, Brett, was it between you and Conan? And why do you think Conan got the nod? His height?
Hey, listen, we've been asking since Joe Biden won the South Carolina primary. That's how many months we've been asking every couple of weeks for an interview with the then candidate, then president of the United States. And we have yet to break through. We almost had it at the Super Bowl. And we were getting ready for that interview that's traditional when we had it, Fox had it, and didn't pan out. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many interviews he's doing, but Conan O'Brien, we'll see what his fastball looks like.
Well, the thing is, I have no problem with light interviews. They all do the late-night hosts now. It used to be kind of unique, but now, oh, okay. You know, I think President Obama did Between Two Ferns. But you just got to mix it in with the year-ender. Brett, just think about any president that is running for re-election and has a shot at saying, I'm going to do a year-ender where you could talk about what you're running on. You could use that. Okay, I'll answer some of the questions, but let me also use this as an opportunity to rip my future opponent and let everybody know how great I am and what great things I'm about to do. It looks like they're going to pass on that opportunity. Is that what you hear?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I haven't heard anything about an interview, and clearly we haven't received any word about one. So we'll keep trying. Yeah. I agree with you. Listen, when you're an interviewee, you can answer the questions however you want to answer them. You know, sometimes inquisitors are a little bit more forceful than others, but you have the choice and obviously the power of an editorial moment to kind of focus things as you get ready to head into an election year. One would think they'd want that opportunity, but I'm not sure this White House is in that mindset.
I want you to hear what President Biden's complaint was about our business. Cut one.
I think it's beyond social media. I think it's the media generally.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming the media, but things have changed. I mean, who are the editors anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have somebody saying, no, you can't print that in this paper because that's not accurate. There's no editors anymore.
Really? Where did that come from? I mean, we don't have editors. We constantly have editors.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Listen, I know his broad comment about social media. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff out there that gets out there and is misinformation, disinformation. But as far as the media as a whole, there's all kinds of opinion programs. But, you know, you've got to be able to face it head on and realize that maybe some of the problems are not the media.
I would say that. So one of the interesting things is when an issue like Israel comes up and it divides a party, when an interview comes up with the border, it is divided the country. But now 2/3 of the country, I would say unscientifically, see the border and see it as an unbelievable problem that needs to be addressed. It's number two or number one in almost every poll. And listen to a Democratic mayor in New York talk about how the federal government has let him down. Cut nine.
I am lost and I'm confused on this topic. On why we still, almost 20 months later, we're still talking about this issue, and it has inundated the city, over $150,000, $5 billion in our budget, $12 billion over the three-year period. It is really impacting the basic services in our city, and we need a relief.
So no one's going to read us the Statue of Liberty anymore when we complain about the hotels and cities being overrun, ball fields being taken over by soft-sided tents. So this has really changed. In 2016, the Republicans were afraid to bring it up. Remember the autopsy, Brett? Don't bring up being tough on the border. It's anti-Hispanic. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, and that, listen, you look at the polls, Hispanic communities and Latino communities, there is concern about border and the handling of the border. You're talking more than 12,000 a day. You see these pictures where it's, you know, like a, it's the lines of people, you know, going across that border, Bill Malugin talking to them as they come across, where you guys want to go. It's really staggering, and I think it has changed. The dynamic has changed, and how to talk about it has changed. And I think that it goes towards the Republican side, but, you know, you have a lot of time in between now and then. We'll see how they deal with this issue into the new year.
Do your sources say that they're going to get something significant? Because that's what I'm hearing over and over again. Something significant's happening in order to get the Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel funding, some asylum changes at the border. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think your definition of it significant is the key part. I mean, when it talks about border security, that's where Republicans in the House, their mindset is first. So asylum rule changes seem like they're around the edges, but it's important. I think they'll get to some deal. Whether it can pass the House is really the question. It's not going to be H.R. 2, which was the House bill on immigration they passed when they first got in office.
So, Brett Baer, I guess, lastly, as usual, in the Trump world, nothing is predictable. And that decision in Colorado to decide to take the president off the ballot that's going to end up in the Supreme Court has taken over all conversation when it has to do with Iowa, New Hampshire, or running for president. Here is President Biden on that ruling yesterday. Cut 14.
Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir?
Well, I think certainly it's self-evident. He saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero. And he seems to be doubling down on about everything.
Yeah, right. Tell that to Jack Smith. He hasn't charged him with it. I thought that was an interesting take. I thought he had a chance to be above it and say, listen, I don't think any state should be taking away anybody's right to run for president unless you're Jefferson Davis. But he didn't say that.
He should have. And that would have given him points, really, across the board, Democrats and Republicans, independents. Listen, there are other states that are trying this maneuver now. But all it has done, and you heard Bill Barr say this, but it is just real. It has fueled not only a fundraising boom to the former president, but also every other candidate is asked about it at every stop now. So if you're Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley and your question is, you know, what do you think about Colorado? And you have to say it's ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. Again, the oxygen all goes to the former president, and no one can look at this from a political spectrum and say this does not help his cause.
Yeah. You know what I worry about, and no one brings it up, and I even flip the channels? I worry if the Supreme Court punts on this or they don't rule on it. Do you realize what happens? California's next. The lieutenant governor says, I'm doing everything I can to kick him off the ballot. There's about nine more challenges in nine more states. And can you imagine if some of these states just kick him off? He gets the nomination. No one buys the result because he wasn't able to compete. Senate races, congressional races are all affected because people don't show up. Your candidate is not on the ballot. And then there's going to be redemption and revenge the next time there's a charismatic Democrat. I worry about that.
I know. Well, you shouldn't. because the John Roberts Supreme Court, there is no way that they're not going to deal with this. There's no way. It's just too big as far as the health of the republic. It is too big not to come in and weigh in one way or the other. But I think they're going to get in and get in fast before other states start to domino.
Good. I can focus on the Giants offensive line now. So, Brett, your special was excellent. Your book is excellent. Your special went on last week, To Rescue the Constitution, George Washington and the Fragile American Experiment. And then you have a children's book out now as people scramble to get that gift, The History Club, Duel Across Time. Do you want to tell me why you tackle both these?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same issue, is trying to get the narrative of history and make it readable and engage, you know, especially our generation and younger. And then to get really young kids, a graphic novel is kind of where that space is. So did both, and both are doing great, and I've got a lot of great feedback. So just like your book, it gives you pleasure to be able to bring history back to life.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to your family ahead of time, because I know you had plans Saturday night, but with my show, it's going to be my special Saturday at 9. You have to change your plans to watch it, unless you can learn to work your DVR.
I will record it right now.
You will? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, 9 o'clock Saturday. Teddy and Booker T, baby. So we're going to watch it tonight. Brett, you working, you going through the tape? You playing tonight?
I am. I'm going through the tape. I'm taking off tomorrow, but I'll be on tonight. Jack Keane's going to talk about some of the stuff we're seeing in Ukraine and Israel, and obviously we'll follow all the latest. It's, you know, day to day, even this, you know, holiday season, we're getting breaking news every night. Every night.
I hear you. Brett, thanks so much. And by the way, great job with Liz Cheney. You brought up the point that I brought up to her, too, is you agree on almost everything Trump did until the end. And now she's become a huge critic. But I know it's tough because we're both fans of hers, right?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, she spent a lot of time. I know her very well.
Yeah.
But you got to ask questions that challenge her.
What was it like afterwards, okay?
Oh, it was fine. It was fine. You know, she knew what she was coming into. And, you know, that any interview that I have, I'm going to go from the other side always. I mean, you're always going to be devil's advocate. So I think it was great. And, you know, she made her points. I think that some of it in history's perspective is going to be interesting to look back on, whether she was right in the moment or over the top.
Go get him. Brett Baer, thanks so much.
We'll see you.
You got it. When we come back, I'll be able to squeeze in some calls. 1-866-408-7669. Do you think that Donald Trump will benefit from this? Do you worry, like I am still a little bit worried, despite what Brett said, that somehow the Supreme Court's not going to touch this? You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I look forward to your input. And then Neil McDonough, one of America's finest actors. He's got a brand new movie. It's been out for a few weeks, but he's here to talk about it. It's called The Shift. He and his wife produced it as well as Neil starring it. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A company helping to bring joy to military families this Christmas makes today's Dean's List. FedEx and Christmas Spirit Foundation is delivering nearly 16,000 Christmas trees to families at close to 100 military bases across the U.S. This year, they are presenting their 300,000th Christmas tree during a special celebration at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. For almost two decades, FedEx Freight has partnered with Trees for Troops, an initiative that delivers farm-grown Christmas trees to domestic and international U.S. military bases. Wendy Richardson, the chair of the Christmas Spirit Foundation Board of Trustees, says the program started small, delivering just 4,000 trees to five bases the first year, but almost 19 years later, they will exceed 300,000 trees. If you would like to support this amazing organization, you can head to treesfortroops.org. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We have a good supply, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Chef Gordon Ramsay of Fox's Kitchen Nightmares.
I look for the authenticity first, and then we sit, we eat multiple courses, and then off into the kitchen. Sometimes, especially this year, down is the basement, and that's where things start to really emerge in a not such a pleasant way.
Sure. Well, there's tension on all of your shows. Would you say this one is the most? People take it very personally, and your role goes from advising and expertise to, I don't know, mediating.
Yeah, sometimes this Kitchen Nightmares turns into a sort of a Dr. Phil of restaurants.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So sometimes I have to fix them before I can fix the restaurant. But then the sad news for me is that when you see the relationship fragmented, you see the business on its backside. And so it's a sort of hodgepodge of all those things. But I'm a good therapist. I know the ins and outs of this business. I operate, you know, just under 100 restaurants with 3,500 staff and $500 million turnover a year. I get to see where the cracks are. But what I don't want them doing is putting a Band-Aid on and lying to me, because what I find out really pisses me off.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Why is it okay for the U.S. to be negotiating with the Maduro government, sending back people in Justice Department custody?
It's okay because they're freeing American people who were held illegally, and we made a deal with Venezuela at the whole free election. So far, they maintain their requirements, and that's it.
Do you worry that by giving back...
No.
Yeah, no, of course not. I've never seen an administration give up so much to get so many Americans back. I'm glad for every American that's back. I have no idea who these people were in Iran, by the way. We haven't met them. No one talks to them. Who was held in Iran that we gave up those billions for? Of course, we keep in a bank that can only use it for humanitarian purposes. And then they get back They get back two of their criminals, and they decide to stay in New York City. Think about that for a second. And now we know about we're great at hostage swaps. And now all of a sudden, to get these guys out of Venezuela, which I'd like, it looks like they were unjustly kept. I understand that. But then we give back a guy that is extremely evil that was really tough to get. You know who knows it? Mike Pompeo. He was at CIA and Secretary of State when they got this guy. And he is a terrible human being. Cut 24.
So we worked hard in the Trump administration to get this fellow taken off the streets, this guy Saab. We chased him all around. We got him here. He was supporting Maduro, the regime there, who's got a $15 million warrant to get him back to the United States of America. That's the leader of Venezuela. I don't think this trade made any sense for the United States of America. When you kowtow, when you bend a knee to these authoritarian regimes, I'm glad we're getting some people back home, but there'll be more Americans taken hostage. There'll be more Americans wrongfully detained. You can't appease these folks, Kelly. You saw this. You know it firsthand. You have to demonstrate American power. And when you do that, you can keep Americans safe, and you don't have to make these terrible trades like the Biden administration has made now repeatedly.
You know, so that's the Secretary of State. It's just terrible. This guy is Fat Leonard. That's what they call him. But he is now going to be a key aide to Maduro again. Victor Boot, he's the number one arms dealer in the world. They did a movie about him. We get him back for Brittany Griner. So go grab. So right now around the world, they're looking at Americans, whether you're traveling or not. What I worry about is if they take somebody of high profile and they want Khalid Sheikh Mohammed back. Think about that for a second. Paul Whelan still being held in the BBC, still being held in Russia. Listen to him. Cut 22.
You know, it's serious betrayal. It's extremely frustrating, knowing that the U.S. has come up with all sorts of proposals, serious proposals, but it's not what the Russians are after. So they keep going back and forth. The only problem is, it's my life that's draining away. Why will they do this? You know, it's 5 years. It's unfathomable to me that they left me behind.
And not only that, he's basically in a penal colony. Incredible. So when we come back, it's going to be our privilege to bring in to the show Neil McDonough, actor and star of a brand new movie called The Shift. You know him from Yellowstone and just about everything else. One of the most successful actors in the country. Neil also is a producer and a great dad and a great coach and in really good shape. The Brian Kilmeade Show, another reason to watch Fox Nation. And I think Carly Shimkus is coming up just to take a picture with him.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Janice Dean, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I guess.
Here. Drink this.
You get a nasty gash right there.
I had a kit, so I bandaged it up for you. You seem okay otherwise.
Thank you.
Remember your name?
Yeah. Kevin.
Good. Nice to finally meet you, Kevin. I'm the benefactor.
My ears are ringing. I can't hear you.
The benefactor.
I don't understand. Is that a joke?
Joke? No. Or I wouldn't do that. Look at you. I wouldn't joke at a time like this.
I'm here to help you.
I want to talk to you about business.
What business?
I want to offer you a job.
I have a job.
Well, not for long.
Well, that is just a slice of The Shift, a movie that's out for you to download and have a great spiritual Christmas, great holiday season. Neil McDonough is starring in it, actor and producer of the movie. It is now out. It's gettable. It's achievable. You can go see it yourself. Neil McDonough in studio. If you're smart enough to get Fox Nation, you're seeing him on the stream. Neil, great to see you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having
Usually
me on the show.
Usually interviewing with me on television is enough. A lot of times people make excuses not to do the radio, but you're okay with this.
Well, my wife, Reva's here, and she says, obviously, I have a face for radio, so this is perfect.
So this is
I mean, it's just right up my alley.
Well, can you, first off, great to see you. Nice of you to come up.
Thank you.
Can you tell everyone what was happening in that moment, in that shift, in that scene, in The Shift?
Yeah, it's the first moment that, The Shift is basically the retelling of the Book of Job. So it's basically the devil getting into this guy and tempting him with whatever it will take to get him to come to his side. And it's pretty fantastic. And the film itself, is so powerful, and the audience reaction has been so fantastic to it. I can't even tell you. And Angel Studios, what they stand for and what they put out there. Reve and I are so fortunate and blessed to be part of that system. Yeah, that we helped produce this film. And to play this character was just, it was such a deep dive for me to really kind of, you know, everyone knows what a method actor I am. And to, just to pull all that stuff out of myself to play a character that's so dark and yet try to find the lightness in Lucifer at the same time and really make him as human as possible, which in turn makes him as scary as could possibly be.
Written by someone else, but you produced it.
Yeah, Brock Heasley wrote and directed it, and Reve and I were brought on to help produce the film and for me to star as basically the benefactor, a.k.a. Lucifer.
How different was the script from the actual final product?
Brock is his first film. He made the little short film or called A Torch that they put on the Angel Studio website. And if it passes 50 or 60% of the voters, it's kind of like a crowdfunding thing. And there's thousands and thousands of voters in his past. And then what they
can you explain that to me? What do you mean by this?
So they'll do A Torch, kind of 5 minutes of what the film is going to be about. They put it on the Angel Studios website and the guild. 6,000 people chipped in to make this film. That's incredible.
Wow.
So at the end of the film, you'll see all the names rolling in the credits, and the names who invested in the film were longer than the people who made the film.
Wow.
That's how incredible Angel Studios is. And then once they raised an X amount of money, the Angel Accelerator Fund matches that, and they have a budget to make the film. And so that's what they did for Brock. They love the short film, and they raised a ton of money to make the film, and here it is out in the theaters now, and it's doing so well. It's a small little film that's just, the word of mouth is fantastic.
Can you get it streamed?
Not yet. It's still in theaters now. You know, here it is, this small little film that has, it's just creeping up the charts. It was number 10 last week, now it's number 8 this week, and it's third week out, and who knows what's going to happen, but I know that walking down the streets here in New York, it's incredible the reaction that I've gotten from The Shift. People have loved this film. They love the message. They love the story of Job. They love how it has a faith-based backdrop to it, yet there's action, there's sci-fi, and there's a great romantic love story at the base of it. So
wait a second. Between Suits, which is a huge hit, Yellowstone's a huge hit, Band of Brothers, one of the greatest movies ever, Walking Tall, Justified, everything's good. The Flash, that's what people say.
The Shift? It's crazy. I mean, the biggest thing ever for me is obviously Band of Brothers. And for me to be part of it, I met Reve, my wife, the very first day filming there. Those guys are still all my best buddies. You know, we just did this chain of texting this morning, which is probably 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock their time on the West Coast, talking smack with each other. And it's just, those are my guys. And to play Buck Compton, to tell the story of this great generation, I am the most blessed guy. And then to have all these other films that I've done ever since. It's pretty remarkable.
I have a clip. So with Buck, with you as Buck Compton, here it is. Let's listen. Cut 26.
Don't you two do something stupid like that, all right?
Try not to, Buck.
I mean it. And you. Wow, Bill. I've invested too much damn time shaping you into something useful. You do something crazy, get yourself knocked out of this thing.
I know. You'll kill me.
Even if you're dead, I'll still kill you. I'm serious.
Sure thing, Buck. Nothing stupid. We got it, right? We got it.
All right. George?
Nothing stupid, Buck.
When people talk about friendships, they say Band of Brothers, like a Band of Brothers. That's part of our vernacular now. What was happening in that scene?
It's just about when Buck starts to really fall apart and when he starts to see his friends dying and what that was like. I mean, I couldn't imagine being 18, 19, 20 years old, 16, 17 guys who just jumped in lying about their age to fight for what was the right thing for the democracy of, you know, and the freedom of America. Those guys are just, they're superheroes to me. And to get to hang out with those guys and for Buck to be kind of, you know, another father figure for me in my life was, yeah, it was incredible, and it was funny. We're at his, you know, here's a guy who was this World War II hero, Purple Star, you know, Purple Heart, the Silver Star. I mean, everything you could ever get award-wise. Then he goes on to become a police officer, and then the DA and the chief prosecuting attorney on Sirhan Sirhan and Manson and all these things. Then he goes off to start his own conservative talk radio show in Washington. and becoming such a father figure to me. He was like, Neil, you got to come out of that political closet one day and have the bravery to admit everyone that you're a conservative. I'm like, yeah, but Buck, if I talk about that, you know, it's not the greatest thing in my career. And he goes, well, it worked for Ronald Reagan. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not Ronald Reagan. He goes, why not? Why can't you run for president one day? I was like, hold on a second. And then at his funeral, there he was. You know, I spoke at his funeral, and it was his casket in front of me. And I told everyone in the church, you know, thousands of people there. I said, this is for Buck. I said, it's going to sound like an AA meeting, but here it goes. Hi, I'm Neil McDonough, and I'm a Republican. And the place just lost their mind. It was one of those just great moments. And I could feel Buck in his casket just applauding and just laughing and having a great old time with it. So, yeah, he was just... I miss that guy. Like, I can't even tell you. It's I can't even watch Band of Brothers because it gets so emotional for me. Again, being a method actor, I go back exactly to where I was and what I was thinking with the character anytime I see a character that I played, especially of that depth. And it's hard. And then 2 weeks ago, my son is studying Band of Brothers at school, at his Christian high school in California.
Why would they study that?
World War II was the history class that he was studying, and Band of Brothers was the key to the whole thing.
Did they realize who he was?
And then the teacher is like, he understood who Morgan was immediately, and then he had me come in and speak to the class about Band of Brothers. And I can't talk about Band of Brothers for more than 30 seconds without getting emotional because it's, you know, it's where I met my wife. It's where, you know, everything really started for me. And I had to sit there, and I haven't watched Band of Brothers since it came out. And I sat, and he said, Dad, I missed, he had a golf tournament, so he couldn't watch it in class that day. So I said, Dad, can we sit down and you and me just watch episode 7 together? Because that's the one I missed. And episode 7 is the one where Buck really kind of has his emotional falling apart. And it was so hard to watch it because it just brought me back to exactly where I was and what I was thinking at that time. And, you know, there's tears running down my face, and Morgan's looking at me, and I think he finally understood the emotional roller coaster that I went through playing Buck and how much it truly meant to me in my life and how important it was to tell the story correctly and give honor to the guys that lived, died, breathed, fought for our freedoms. And it's the greatest thing that I've ever done in my life.
Do you think others felt the same way? Your co-actors?
They all did. They all did. It's something that we're all so proud of. And, I will never be able to thank, and I, you know, it was Steven Spielberg's birthday the other day, and for 23 years I've sent him champagne on his birthday to say thank you, pal, because without that, I wouldn't have met Reve, I wouldn't have 5 kids, I wouldn't have done 100 movies ever since then, and thousands of hours of television, and the life that I have, and how blessed I am to have been part of Band of Brothers.
Well, Steven, since you're so involved in sports, this is for someone who's never been involved in acting. Good directors are coaches, aren't they? They know the combination of you. So certain people need to be in. Hey, you got to get disciplined. You got to pick it up. Other people, you know, they're sensitive. If you say one thing, they're going to overreact to what you say. So what is it about him that he was able to read you enough to get the most out of you?
Steven Spielberg he's just amazing. You know, to have worked with him several times, you know, in Minority Report and Boomtown, one of my favorite characters I ever played, Flags of Our Fathers, and this, a great TV series I did with Ed Burns called Public Morals. He's always casting me in things, and it's I'm so fortunate because he knows what talent is, he knows what confidence is, and when you mold those two together, you know, the greatest acting tip I ever got was from Steven Spielberg. Second best acting tip. The best acting tip I ever got was from my wife, Reve. But the second best acting tip was from Steven. And I've studied at some of the greatest schools in the world. And he saw me on set the first day of Minority Report. And he could tell that I was probably nervous because there's Tom Cruise standing in front of me. There's everyone else. And I was kind of new to the bigness of that kind of film. And he walked up to me and he says, look, can I give you a tip? I said, yeah. I want you to be great on every take. And he just sat there for a second. He was waiting for my reply. I'm like, what does that mean? Because I hired you because I know you're great. So if you just be yourself on every take, you're going to be phenomenal. And it's been in my brain ever since that God gave me a gift of being a really talented actor. I can't pound a nail. I'm terrible at telling jokes. But man, I can act. And that's Reve quoted that once. And he gave me the confidence of realizing that I'm where I should exactly be in front of a camera, and it's my most, I'm more comfortable in front of a camera than I am in person. You know, I can, we were on the last segment, we were on your show, you talked about when we were off camera, you said, what, are you more comfortable in this or more comfortable as a character? And I'm always more comfortable as a character because I get to make believe. And for me, Neil McDonough, I'm much more shy and introverted by nature, but I have to put on a persona when I go out in public and when I'm walking down the streets and talking to people and such. I have.
What
to
about this? Is this you?
This is me right now, the much more...
Would I be different if we were at lunch and there's no cameras or no microphones? It doesn't... You seem very natural.
Right now, here I am with you, Brian, just talking about life and talking about me. And I generally don't talk about me very much. You know, I'd much rather talk about my characters and my craft and, you know, what it's like. But when I get to talk about being a dad and get to talk about being a husband to an amazing woman, I get to talk about my career of, you know, 100-something films and working for the people that I've worked for and worked with. And here I am now, you know, on our fifth project that Reveille and I have produced together, and to do films with Angel Studios, to be able to do the films that I've always wanted to tell, to do films that have a backdrop of faith and how we can be better by watching some entertainment to make us think, how can I be better as a coworker? How can I be better as a teammate? How can I be better as a dad or a husband or whatever? How can I be better as a child of God? And, you know, it always makes me come back to this one thing. We're all children of God, so we're all brothers and sisters. We should all be rooting for each other as one big family. But instead, we divide ourselves for certain reasons. And I still can't understand, well, I'm not sure what the correct faith is. I'm not sure what the correct, you know, anything is. But it doesn't really matter what your race, your creed, your color, your background. We're all in it together. And if we just did that more, wouldn't the world be a much happier, simpler place? But we as humans, we get confused. And there's so many messages out there to confuse us. And, you know, as a dad having five kids, you look at all the social media, and we try to really limit the social media for our kids because it bends their brains. And it's hard for a 13, 14-year-old kid to figure out what is actually reality.
Right.
And what is just pumped into you to, you know, I was reading this thing the other day. 10 times a day, kids see commercials about soda. Soda's not the greatest thing in the world for you. Or alcohol commercials. You know, I used to drink alcohol. I drank too much alcohol. That's why I stopped drinking alcohol 8 years ago, because I knew it wasn't the best thing to be a child of him. And so I had to really focus on how can I be the best for him? How can I be the best for my family? And that was one thing I needed to get rid of. And Reveille helped me get through that. And you know, it was the greatest thing that I ever walked away from.
Do you see beer commercials and say to yourself, I'd love to have a beer?
No.
Is that what you were saying?
No, I'm the guy.
You're saying the negative images.
Oh, the negative
why
images,
why couldn't
yeah.
we go out of our way to make these images more positive sell things that are more beneficial?
I had this great quote the other day from my pastor back in Massachusetts, Willie Ewing, who I went to school with as a kid. And it was I can't remember the actual quote from the Bible, but he was saying, we spend so much time cheering for our sports teams. We spend so much time cheering for this and that and screaming at the top of our lungs, go team, go. But we don't ever scream out loud for our faith in him. We don't scream out loud how fortunate we are to be loved by God.
Hold that thought. Back in a moment. Listen to Neil McDonough. Quote, pick up and make sure you find some time to see his movie, The Shift. It is out and it's doing exceedingly well. Great reviews. Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplows.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey, guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves. Why? Because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Navage uses suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril to help suck out allergens, mucus, and germs. Nasal irrigation works, and Navage makes it quick and easy. But more than anything, it helps you breathe better. Don't waste your time or money on products that are ineffective. Trust drug-free Navage for fast relief to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Amber Alert for a missing Idaho child called off after the body of 10-month-old Zeke Gregory Best was found dead in an embankment. The infant's abduction comes after his mother, Callie Jean Randall, who was 6 months pregnant, was found dead in their Bonneville County home following a 911 call for a disturbance. The father, 48-year-old Jeremy Best, a suspect in both deaths, was spotted naked near where the baby's body was found and reportedly making odd statements while in a sleeping bag, according to hunters who encountered the suspect. Best was arrested and booked into county jail, where he's being held without bond, facing first-degree murder charges. A magistrate judge ordering Monday that Best be given a mental health evaluation to determine if he is competent to stand trial after reports of other incidents with the law directly prior to the murders. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
House Call for Health. How to prevent flu and colds from spreading in your house. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel telling Fox News Digital, it's all about sticking to the basics. Wash your hands often and for at least 20 seconds each time, and make sure you're disinfecting surfaces. If you're sick at home, try to stay away from others or wear a good face mask if you have to be close. He notes flu has a 25% attack rate, meaning that for everyone who gets it, a quarter of people who are in close contact will also get it. Another doctor advising families to keep their house well ventilated if possible, and don't share food or drinks with infected people. One way to not spread the flu in your house is to take preventative measures. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccines for everyone over 6 months old. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you know the story of Susan Rawlings?
Real estate attorney from Hamilton.
That's right. We had a mutually beneficial relationship. Until she figured out a way to bend the law to benefit her business more than my business. That's the problem with playing dirty, Beth. Because when someone plays dirty back, there's no one to cry to. There's no charges to file. There's nowhere to scream about the injustice you've endured. Because if you do, all your filthy laundry just spills right out in the open for everyone to see. Susan finally realized that. They moved her somewhere in California where they could help her move past the trauma. We'll see how tough you are after I give it to you.
Neil McDonough on Yellowstone threatening Beth Dutton. Your thoughts when hearing that?
So I got to the set and I had never met Kelly. I said, would you like to meet Kelly? I said, no. Wait till after the scene. And because when I go into those situations, I'm not there to become friends with cast members and stuff. My job is, when I'm the villain, is to be villainous.
Even at lunch.
I'll go to have lunch in my trailer. I'll talk to the crew. I'm great with the crew. But when it comes to the other actors, I don't really generally speak to them at all. because it makes it much more intense. So there I was sitting on the set, and there's Kelly in her chair behind the, I remember like it was yesterday, and she's getting her makeup all done. I'm just sitting there calmly. I'm just staring, and she's like, I could see her starting to look over at me, and she's starting to shake a little bit. And as I, and so they've rolled camera, do you want to, and I said, can you have the camera on her first for her reaction, and I'll do my reaction after. And they're like, yeah, we usually don't do it that, but okay, sure. And as soon as I walk towards her, I see her hand start shaking on the desk. I'm like, ah, this is going to be good.
Hey, listen, that's just a few minutes of Neil McDonough. It's not enough time. The name of the movie is The Shift. It's a great holiday movie. You're going to love it. And he produced it, and he stars in it along with his wife. Neil McDonough, thanks so much.
Ryan, thank you for everything. I really appreciate it, pal.
Holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. Send tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo franks, or even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. This offer won't last long. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A new Harris poll finding Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 view Israel as the oppressor in the war with Hamas. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those findings are deeply troubling.
That bespeaks a fundamental malaise, a fundamental corruption in the American education system, a fundamental plague, if you will, a scourge of new media and what it's done to this generation and muddled their minds.
And he blames social media.
They have no idea where Gaza is. They have no idea where the Jordan River is. They have no idea of anything. They only know what they're getting on online in the form of, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of bots, and absorbing this and then spewing it out again.
Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, proposals for new and improved sports venues all across the nation, and that could come at a hefty price for you, the taxpayer. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
This past year alone, roughly a dozen Major League Baseball and National Football League franchises took steps toward building new stadiums or making major renovations to current ones. In some cases, sports teams are seeking a new jolt of public funding for state-of-the-art stadiums, even as public entities are still paying off debt from the last round of renovations conducted a couple of decades ago. Cities and states are offering hundreds of millions of dollars in public financing, but many economists doubt whether it's a worthwhile investment.
Authorities in France say 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America have been sequestered in a French airport because of possible human smuggling. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Biotech giant Illumina says it will undo a $7.1 billion purchase of the cancer screening company Grail.
Illumina says it made its decision to divest after a U.S. appeals court recently ruled that the merger could violate antitrust laws. The European Union in October ordered the deal to unwind because it closed in 2021 without approval from regulators in the 27-nation bloc. Illumina says it'll complete the divestment next year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, Illumina lost legal battles with antitrust enforcers in the U.S. and in Europe. Holiday travel rush hitting its peak as mild weather, for the most part, and lower flight cancellation rates, helping hopes of merrier drivers as well as airline passengers, at least more so than last year. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A challenge to Chick-fil-A's closed on Sunday policy. Here's Keith Peters.
New York lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require restaurants in rest stops throughout the state to be open 7 days a week. That could potentially force some Chick-fil-A locations along state highways to drop a longstanding policy of closing on Sundays for religious reasons. The bill introduced last week was prompted by a redevelopment project underway on the New York State Thruway Authority's 27 service areas. Lawmaker Tony Simone said the bill is meant to give travelers a variety of food options at rest stops rather than an effort to eventually push Chick-fil-A out. Keith Peters reporting.
Happy people in Colorado, maybe some happy wolves as well. Another move from wildlife officials in the state. Releasing an additional 5 gray wolves, bringing the total so far to 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. We're moving through an exciting week. It's a lot of times people are like, well, during that week leading up to Christmas, nothing happens. Not in the Donald Trump era. Everything happens all the time, most of which you didn't expect. And the president seems to be enjoying it as much as anybody could, who has as many legal challenges as he has. Kellyanne Conway is standing by, and Dr. Nicole Sapphire at the bottom of the hour. And I just got a quick announcement, too. And I hope everyone's listening on the smart devices. You could watch on Fox Nation, or you could just go on the Fox website and click on the headsets and hear it there. But just quick note, Saturday at 9 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to have Teddy and Booker T, the TV special. Shot it for over a year. I think it's one of the best One America greats ever. But talking about Teddy Roosevelt, Booker T. Washington, how two American icons blazed the path to racial equality. I think it's a great American story. Hope you guys enjoy it on the big screen as well as the book. So before we get to Kellyanne, let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You know, it's serious betrayal. It's extremely frustrating. I know that the U.S. has come up with all sorts of proposals, but it's not what the Russians are after. The only problem is, it's my life that's draining away. Why will he do this? You know, it's 5 years. It's unfathomable to me that they left me behind.
Paul Whelan, the Marine in Russia, suffering. Weakness. That's exactly how Joe Biden's foreign policy can be betrayed. Think about Ukraine. Never talks about it, never sells it, never explains it. Think about the bunch of thugs over in Yemen, the Houthi rebels rocketing our ships, reconfiguring shipping lanes, plus another terrible hostage swap with Venezuela. And China tells us they'll take Taiwan when they're ready. We got to change regimes.
Number two.
My mayor is blaming everyone except the person who needs to get the blame, and that is President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are responsible for protecting and securing our borders and for having a functional immigration system. They're not calling out Secretary Mayorkas for letting asylum seekers come to this country under false pretense and then giving them court cases 10 years from now.
That is 100% true. That is Raymond Lopez, an alderman from Chicago, a border overwhelmed, a president who could not care less. Blue cities that you just heard begin to pay a heavy price. They want things to change, and the CBP will not be going home for Christmas, but Congress will.
Number one.
I think this kind of action of stretching the law, taking these hyper-aggressive positions to try to knock Trump out of the race are counterproductive. They backfire.
Nobody doubts that. That is Bill Barr. Trump trials and persecutions. Huge Colorado Trump ban fallout as blue state radical judges try to ban Trump from the ballot. California trying to do the same thing. It's up to the Supreme Court to straighten everybody out. And Joe Biden gives an end-of-the-year interview to Bill Muir. I'm sorry, Brett Baer. Oh, wait a second. It's Conan O'Brien. Kellyanne Conway joins us now, former senior counselor of President Trump and author of the book, Here's the Deal, and from one of the best pollsters in the country. Kellyanne, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Right. So there's nothing wrong with doing light interviews. I really don't. I think it's great. It shows a side of your personality. For years ago, like in the 80s, I know it was so unique. You don't see JFK doing a lot of that back in the 60s on Kinescope. But your thought about what might have emerged from that interview.
It's just silly. I mean, for a president whose favorability rating is 34%, and he's outdone by one percentage point for his hapless VP, she's at 35% favorability, it really gets us no substance. It doesn't even get us any sizzle. And look, he can go talk to a comedian about this, that, and the other, but Conan O'Brien was trying to create sympathy for Joe Biden, going back to how marginalized Biden felt as a child because he stuttered or because he was made fun of. And my goodness, he's the President of the United States Commander-in-Chief now, Brian, and there are just crisis and chaos everywhere we look, at our southern border, in our streets, in our communities, at the gas pump, in the grocery store, and then everywhere we look abroad. Last night, I filled in for Sean Hannity on his 9 p.m. Eastern show, and I interviewed Secretary Mike Pompeo, and I asked him squarely, are we going to have about one major foreign entanglement, foreign policy crisis a year under Biden? I want the listeners to hear that on your radio show today, Brian Kilmeade, because 2021, the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. 2022, Putin invades Ukraine. 2023, we know what happened with Israel and Gaza and Hamas. 2024, we may have China, according to Xi Jinping, casually mentioning to Biden, by the way, I'm going to reunify Taiwan, which we would use a different verb, militarily invade. And so this is what's going on for the guy who former Obama Pentagon chief Bob Gates in 2014 warned us all. I think Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. Gates right. Guess what? The decade after 2014 hasn't been so hot either. The problem with it is he's now president of the United States. So if you're going to go on Conan O'Brien, at least have a substantive interview. Metric-wise, Joe Biden has only done 9 sit-down interviews, one-on-one interviews, this calendar year. And he hasn't had a press conference to speak of in over 100 days here. Now, that's the problem I see. In his first year, he had like 7 or 8. Trump had 22, 24. That's what you need to do. I'm very proud that I worked in a White House, Brian, where we had what I call the democratization of information. If you make the principals, the senior staffers, the cabinet secretaries, and indeed the president and vice president available to the public on a regular basis, the public then increases its confidence in your competence. They at least know you're transparent, you're focused on the issues of the day. You can even disagree with the commander-in-chief and the president, so long as you know what's happening. And so in the Trump White House, we tried through social media, through constant interviews. I think I was with you on Fox and Friends at least once a week all through those 4 years. Brian, why? Because we want to make sure that people who aren't billionaires, who don't have access to politicians and government officials and highfalutin postgraduate degrees, have the same access to information at the same time as everyone else. And that's the democratization of information. That's all been lost. Joe Biden can't even speak to the press. Usually, unless he's in those yellow chairs in the Oval Office because he needs a teleprompter and you can't have one in there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's true. Kellyanne, put it this way. It's a great opportunity if you're running for re-election to have the bully pulpit and you say, casually say, I'm going to update you on the country. But at the same time, you lay out your vision for the country while ripping your opponent. So listen to Conan O'Brien. He was... I want your take on this. Cut 5.
As you know, the Washington you came to in the 1973, Republicans were always tough on foreign policy, tough on Russia. And now MAGA Republicans, they've kind of flipped the script. And they're saying, well, we can let Ukraine go. It's not really in our interest. And I don't understand it. It's confusing to me.
Say, the other guy says, we can work with Putin. He's smart. Yeah.
The other guy. I like that he's the other guy. He's like Voldemort now. His name shall not be mentioned.
He always says that. He never mentions the president by name, almost never. And then that even got a comedian to talk. What are your thoughts on that and his approach with that?
I probably at this point, Brian, I'd rather be known as the, quote, other guy than be known as the big guy, the one that's being referenced by my hapless, drug-addled, corrupt son as he is complaining to his own daughter, Hunter Biden, complaining to his daughter that he's got to give Pop and the big guy a certain percentage of his ill-gotten gains from countries that are in the news every day, Brian Kilmeade, like China and Ukraine. So the other thing is, if we're going to go back to 1973 and Joe Biden, then we're going to go back to a very different Joe Biden. He was pro-life then. He was a much more moderate center-right, as was the Democratic Party, frankly. He also was in cahoots with people like Bob Byrd, former senator of West Virginia, who was a Klansman. But I don't think Conan O'Brien helped Joe Biden's case much by mentioning that Joe Biden was in Washington in 1973. So thank you, Conan O'Brien, for reminding us all he's been there for over half a century, and this is what we have to show for it. The other thing is, Biden's making a mistake by not mentioning Trump because he's castigating, denigrating his voters, the Trump voters, calling them mega MAGA, you know, deplorable, irredeemable, insurrectionist, whatever negative trope they can lay at the feet of Trump voters. This is a mistake because that's a vote multiplier. That's a turnout intensifier for not the Trump base, but the Trump base plus. And if you're Joe Biden, Brian, and you don't have your base right now, that very tenuous, very odd base of voters that you scaffolded together.
Right.
Fairly late in the game in 2020 to win the first time. He doesn't have that now. He's got fewer young people, fewer voters of color.
Well, you know what he's doing, Kelly.
Many fewer independents. Yep.
Kelly, and you know what he's doing. Yeah, he's going to do the same thing that Barack Obama did to Mitt Romney, only he's going to be more aggressive. He's going to make Donald Trump the worst person in the world. Will absolutely destroy the country, destroy the ruin our relationship with our allies. Totally unacceptable. You'll have no choice but to vote for him. Knowing that that's going to happen, they basically said it. What do you tell Trump to fight back on?
Well, Trump mentions Biden. See, they're doing the opposite thing. Trump long ago pivoted to a general election strategy, Brian. He didn't show up for the primary debates. He sometimes talks about the primary opponents if he has to, if somebody asks him or he's having a little fun with it. But by and large, he's been running against Biden for a while.
Okay.
And he's putting up his presidential record against Biden's. So Biden ought to do that, too. Look, it worked on Romney because after the first debate, which Romney clearly won against Obama, a lot of the Romney people told him, you know, just wait out the clock. You know, you're going to beat Obama. Don't make any errors. And I thought he was a little more limp in those subsequent two debates. But the difference here is Trump has a presidential record. So when you're Romney or McCain or anyone for that matter, you're promising what you would do. Trump has an advantage. He's saying, no, don't go by what I'm promising to do. Go by what I delivered. And compare that to Biden on every single issue. See, Biden's going to run this on personality. Trump's going to run it on policy, I hope. I mean, right now he's running it on policy. He's doing very well. So I think that's the way to tackle Biden. And look, the other thing to do is to make sure that we can engage toe-to-toe against the Democrat machine, the turnout machine they have now. They own the mechanics right now. I'm glad the RNC has Bank Your Vote. I'm glad President Trump has endorsed that. I hope these individual states, if not counties, Brian, are on the job. You have to invest in what I call the non-sexy parts of politics, ballot access, ballot harvesting where it's legal, making sure people know not just for whom to vote and why to vote policy and philosophically, but where to vote, when to vote, and how to vote, meaning which method. That's all changed in the last couple of years. Right now, the Democrats, somebody like Fetterman beating Oz 4-1 in the early vote. Oz with his 2 million votes on Election Day, that's impressive. You cannot possibly make up a 4-1 disadvantage on one day, Election Day. So we've got to get people out early, and we've got to make sure that they have confidence in casting their ballot.
Absolutely. So we're going to see that. What about Trump's terms that people keep pointing to? Hey, Hitler says that. Poison or what he's talking about the border. Do you look at that as an unforced error or just an example of the press trying anything to make Donald Trump the story, or both?
Well, I work with Donald Trump. He's not Hitler. I don't think imploring or ever mentioning certain words and figures is advisable. But I'll say this. The second part of what you said is important. The media, of course, they're going to do anything to get rid of him because they have no shame. None of them ever lost their jobs for getting 2016 so achingly wrong. I mean, it's just embarrassing. They all embarrass themselves. No one lost their jobs. That's not what happens in the mainstream media. So here they are 8 years later thinking they got rid of this guy. They impeached him twice at January 6th and all these indictments, and here he is. He's beating Biden in all the swing states. Nationwide polling, sure, but that's less relevant than the swing state polling. So sure, they'll say and do anything they can. Here's the rub. When President Trump gives you an interview, or most recently did an hour-long town hall with Fox News' Sean Hannity in Iowa, when he had that earlier conversation last May with the CNN's Caitlin Collins, the difference between what the media hear and they pick up on one phrase or one line or one paragraph in an entire hour-long interview, and what the people hear could not be more fundamentally opposite. So with Caitlin Collins, I forget what Trump said, but everybody focused on the same thing in the media. They were obsessed with it. The Sean Hannity thing, oh, he's going to be dictator, but just for a day. Oh, my God. He's going to put people in jail and destroy democracy and all sundry list of nonsense. What the people heard was drill, baby, drill. And fewer regulations and lower taxes and more judges on our federal courts who believe in the Constitution won't do what the Colorado Supreme Court just did. And it goes on and on. So the difference is always what the media hear and pick up on, like predictably lemming-like, you know, running with one phrase for 3 weeks and calling it breaking news, which by definition can't possibly be breaking news if you've been vomiting it for 3 weeks in your headlines and bylines. And then what the people hear, they hear policy.
Hear ya. Kellyanne, right now, if you look at Iowa, the president's up considerably. But in New Hampshire, even though he's got a lead, you see Nikki Haley basically doubling where she was 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago. How would you gauge the Governor Haley threat to Trump?
So the Governor Haley threat to Trump is if she got him one-on-one, if DeSantis dropped out, if Christie dropped out and endorsed her, and then maybe – you know, maybe it was just a one-on-one, but it's probably too little too late. And in fact, it looks like too little too late. And even if she were to win New Hampshire, the big test for her is to go down to South Carolina, the state where she was governor, until she left early to be Trump's UN ambassador. I know she never bothers to say, she says I was the UN ambassador, but she never bothers to say who put her there. So that's important. But look, she's got to go down to South Carolina and stop Trump there. I will tell you, the Trump campaign is pretty bold that they can wrap this all up by March 19th, which would put them roughly 7 or 8 weeks ahead of where they were in 2016 when he wrapped it up on May 7th in Indiana. and that March 19th being Super Tuesday. So, again, he's already pivoted to a general election strategy. I know that Governor Sununu, endorsed Nikki Haley in New Hampshire, and maybe that'll count for something. I don't know how much these endorsements really matter. But everybody who's running has always tried to be the alternative to Trump. I think they've made an error. They should be the alternative to Biden. DeSantis should have said that from the beginning. Haley should be saying that now. They still seem just a little too focused on Trump. You say, well, Kellyanne, they have to beat him in the primary. Got it. I understand how these things work. But the way that I think they would have been able to just strike a little bit more gold had they made this about Biden and done the one-on-one against Biden. Because let's face it, the Republican primary electorate, which includes a lot of independents in these states where they qualify to vote, crossover vote, Brian, that's solidly for Trump. And I think that they're struggling to get enough to animate and electrify enough of the Republican primary electorate base that they haven't even tried to move over and get some of those swing voters who voted for Biden. I'll say this. There are a lot of people who voted for Biden who are going to vote for Trump in a general election.
Right.
I can't think of many Trump voters who are going to vote for Biden. And that's really the problem here. And I think that's what people are looking at. They're saying the electability argument that was supposed to help DeSantis, was supposed to help Nikki, it's gone. It's totally gone. And that's the thing that was always supposed to be vexing and perplexing to Trump.
Kellyanne, are you hosting for Hannity tonight?
I am. I'm guest hosting for Sean Hannity tonight. We had a great lineup last night, and we're going to have a good one tonight for the sequel. Thank you.
All right. Kellyanne Conway tonight at 9. Back in a moment.
The fastest growing talk show in America. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
When we ask voters how concerned they are about several issues, we see some big gaps along partisan lines. Makes sense, not everyone is concerned about the same things. Our Fox News survey shows the top worries for Republicans are inflation, crime, threats to personal rights, and border security. For Democrats, it's guns, political divisions, inflation, abortion, and climate. The largest difference, or biggest worry gap, is on climate change. Democrats are more concerned than Republicans by 47 points. Next largest, border security. Worry gap here is in the other direction. By 32 points, Republicans are more worried than Democrats. Overall, inflation tops the list. Nearly 9 in 10 are concerned about rising prices. 8 in 10 each are uneasy about the threats to personal rights, crime, and political divisions. 3/4 about the Israel-Hamas war and terrorist attacks. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
House Call for Health. A 70-year-old Ugandan woman gives birth to twins, becoming one of Africa's oldest new mothers. She delivered a boy and a girl via C-section at a medical center in the capital, Kampala, last week. She received fertility treatments using donor eggs, and her doctor said the IVF treatment showed age was just a number. The babies, who were born prematurely at 31 weeks, were placed in incubators and are said to be in stable condition. She's not the oldest mother in the world. A 73-year-old woman in southern India gave birth to twin girls following fertility treatments in 2019. Health experts say pregnancy over age 50 comes with risks like congenital disorders, high blood pressure, and increased risks of miscarriages. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says in the U.S. in 2021, the average woman gave birth for the first time at 27.3 years old. That's up a few years from 25.6 in 2011. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah, we just got a few minutes here. Just go to BrianKilmeade.com, and I want to be able to see you in Joliet, Illinois. It's going to be January 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to just talk about America Great from the Start, inspirational, patriotic, motivational. It's I love Carly Shimkus's term today, immersive. We have skits. We bring parts of American history to life in a fun way. Take your questions, interactive. And it's going to be the only one on the schedule right now is the 21st. And I hear Joliet, Illinois is fantastic. I couldn't believe how quick the tickets are going. So I want you to grab them. Hopefully we're going to sell out quickly. And then we're going to stream it on Fox Nation, too. So if you can't get there, it'll be streaming. But there's nothing like being in the studio. Also, VIP opportunities. I could talk to you and meet you before and get your personal questions. And I could personalize your book there. Dr. Nicole Sapphire next. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host, Ron Lim, and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You've seen it all over the channel. Now, I'm saying it's too much. I say it's just perfect, and you're going to see a lot more of her. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who full-time is a medical doctor and plays it on TV. She's a Fox News medical contributor here, has a great column out talking about the holidays. Everyone's talking about family get-togethers. You see these great Folgers commercials and these great depictions of Christmas albums, of Christmas specials, and you see all this fun. And what if you're somebody without a great family or any family? What if you don't fit those molds? What does it do for depression? What does it do for your self-esteem? What does it do for your life? She writes about that in a column on FoxNews.com, and she talks about it here now. Dr. Sapphire, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, great to be on you before the holidays.
I know, and we did work together with Tyrus's version of late-night television on Saturday night.
Yeah, we sure did. I mean, I don't know about you, but I like the chemistry on the couch. It's fun doing Saturday night together.
Right, I know. I thought it was great, and, you know, Tyrus is okay, too. He does a great job at night. So, Dr. Sapphire, you had an interesting angle. What made you say to yourself, I got to go show someone some of the dark side of what could be happening on this holiday season.
Well, you know, I think everybody has battled in sometime during their life, you know, feelings of, you know, not being tip-top shape mentally. So whether you're feeling sad, you're feeling worried, or you're just feeling, you know, frustrated or in a rut, you know, just because it's the holiday spirit and you hear Christmas carols and, you know, bright lights everywhere, that doesn't mean that everyone is really in that Christmas spirit. And now that doesn't mean that we should shut down Christmas because we don't want to make anybody feel bad. But I just think it's really important that we also recognize that there are some people that are struggling, and especially during the holidays. You know, for me, Christmas, New Year's, the entire holiday season is all about togetherness. I want to spend as much time as possible with my friends and family. I love getting together. But some people don't necessarily have that. And as we have seen increasingly over the last few years, the importance of family, that family unit, is becoming less and less important to these younger generations. And so it's really a call to action of, hey, everyone, you need to remember that your family is always going to be there. You should do anything you can to kind of rekindle that magic, whether you've had a falling out,
right.
You know, whether you're separated, do what you can. But that feeling of togetherness, we have to bring that back.
Yeah, you point to a Pew Research study that shows the public cannot even agree on what the family unit is. 40% feel pessimistic about its future. More Americans now point to their job, 71%, or friends, 61%, as the place they find fulfillment, rather than having kids at 26%. We've been seeing that more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, millennials, Gen Z, or whatever the heck these terms are these days, you know, people are saying we're going to have kids later. Maybe we're not going to have kids at all. We're only going to have one kid because it's bad for the environment. I mean, come on. You know, the most important thing that you can do, and not necessarily everyone needs to have children, but to preserve that family and that family unit is so crucial for us as a society moving forward. I mean, we've really lost sight of what our values are and what they should be.
Right. You point to you and your son wrote a book, a children's book called That's What Family's For. What prompted that, and what was the message that can help today?
Yeah. So about a year and a half ago, and we haven't talked much about this, but about a year and a half ago, my son was given a medical diagnosis that kind of rocked our world, to be honest. Certainly wasn't, we weren't expecting it, and it comes with some long-term consequences. And, you know, both parents, myself and my husband, being physicians, you know, being a parent is hard. Being a physician parent is really hard because you have maybe some intricate knowledge that other people may not. So we really shut down. But that was a time where we realized the most important thing to us was being together as a family. So all of a sudden, you know, parents, our kids, we all kind of rallied around my son to just make sure he knew that we were all there for him. And maybe future is going to look a little bit different than we're expecting. But the bottom line is, as long as we have each other, we're going to be there and we're going to all be okay, as long as we're in it together.
One thing I did notice, if anyone's struggling with addiction or things like that, the holidays are the worst because the stress is when they feel they might be evaluated or they know that they're not going to be hitting their marks because have they been working against themselves with every substance they're wrestling with or whatever behavior of gambling on down. So have you seen that and taught you just from others, whether it's your medical profession or real life, if you do have some type of addiction that you're dealing with, it really gets challenging now?
Certainly. Addiction, mental health, illness during the holidays are terrible. You have a lot of people who are, even just alcohol, there's more social events and there's just more temptation. And so people who know that they are struggling with addiction, you know, not saying that you have to avoid all holiday parties, but make sure you're surrounding yourself by people who support you and who are aware of your struggles, and try not to fall into some of those dangers, and make sure you're leaning on people, friends, families, and those who are there for you, and don't go look for any sort of satisfaction in superficial findings,
right?
Superficial people and things.
Just a quick thing about what you deal with on a daily basis. You have to often go up to people and you're the first one to tell them they have cancer. And does that give you a perspective on life that maybe people not in your profession wouldn't experience?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, tomorrow morning I have, you know, about 5 biopsies scheduled. That means I'm going to have their pathology the day after Christmas. And I can guarantee you a couple of those biopsies are going to be cancer. And, you know, these are certainly difficult words to hear, especially around the holidays. And, you know, again, all I can say is people, when they feel that they're alone, that is when things start to spiral out of control. And so you have to lean on those around you, because there's a huge support system, family, friends, even, so, you know, groups who are going through the same thing you are. You can't be afraid to lean on those for support, because that is what we are, social creatures. If you look in the blue zones, the areas where people live the longest, it's because they have strong social connections. It is crucial for mental and physical health to lean on those around you.
Gotcha. Dr. Sapphire, do you have a list, and do you hope that, is this really for you more about getting everything on your list you want to receive? Is that true, more than give?
I love giving Christmas time. And I'm telling you, Brian, we just moved into a new house this weekend.
This so weekend? Wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Kids had the flu, COVID, stomach bug. I mean, we've got it all. But I'll tell you, all I really care about this Christmas season is that everyone is happy and healthy. And I would love if there was a little chocolate under the Christmas tree.
That's it.
Maybe a bottle of champagne.
I understand. So what are you going to be hosting now? Are you going to be on the big show this weekend?
No, I'm actually hosting Fox and Friends, stepping in for Rachel this weekend, and then the big show the following weekend.
Wow, that's going to be exciting. I know you're going to be ready for it, and all aspects. And the good news is the news doesn't slow down because it's the holidays. So you're definitely going to have your hands full. Dr. Sapphire, you move into a house, host two shows over the weekend, dealing with COVID. There's nothing you can't handle.
I mean, you know, Brian, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Right. We're exactly the same, except you went ahead and did that easy thing called medical school.
Mm-hmm. You could have done it. I'm sure you could have.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time. Dr. Sapphire, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
All right, Nicole. Listen, we come back, I'll be able to take some of your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, too. Click on comments. You also can join the Culper Club. We set up this thing on Locals where we're setting up our own unit where I can post some interesting content, answer your questions directly if you become a member. So you could always do that. You could get that on my website, BrianKilmeade.com. A lot going on. Don't move.
Honest commentary, unique opinions, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge, and studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If Santa would drop off some.
And there's a lot of kids watching out, right?
I'm just saying.
So what you're telling me, Brian, is that my dad took credit for Santa's work.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. And he's a lovely man. I met him last year.
Yeah, but he was taking credit. He wasn't being totally
honest. Which is not like him. It is not like him.
It's
not like him. Thank you. Big save. I'm the Mariano Rivera.
You know what? I got to tell you this.
Mariano Rivera of the show.
You are a wingman. You know, that's what you do as the face of the show. You saved me.
I did.
In the moment where I was getting ready to blow up something.
I'm no middle reliever. Yeah. I'm a closer. I'm a saver.
This may be a Shaq and, you know.
And Kobe?
And Kobe relationship in the making.
Right. You're 7-1 and I'm not.
That, of course, was, we were talking about our youth, when Santa would used to come and the excitement that kids had, and Lawrence misremembered his youth.
He absolutely misremembered, and you helped clarify that for him and all of your viewers.
Because we have families listening to the show right now in the car.
Exactly.
And they might be going Christmas shopping right now.
Yeah.
And Santa cannot get enough credit. And Lawrence misremembered his youth.
He totally misremembered it, and Santa has so much magic, and Christmas morning is...
Right.
You just have to thank Santa for everything.
Exactly. Why wouldn't we?
I know.
It was pointed out to me...
I love this.
It was pointed out to me that there's only 6 reindeer that go around the tree. We have this animation that goes around the tree, and I'm getting people writing me saying, what's with the 6 reindeer? And I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? I thought they were living... We're missing 2 plus Rudolph.
They are. I mean, graphics, like, someone should call graphics on the carpet and be like, what?
That's it is amazing to have Santa go around a real tree. It was pretty amazing.
That is, I will say, the first time I saw that, I was very impressed. It really was magical to see it. It's great.
Right, but we should make it right. If we're going to go that far, we should make it.
They need to count the reindeers properly.
Right. I mean, who do you have? You have Blitzen.
You have
Donna.
Dasher and Dancer.
Dancer. Prancer.
Vixen. Comet, Cupid, Donner, Vixen.
I got too many. I got like 10.
Your fingers are counting.
Did you name 2?
No, I have 8.
I know. I started counting my way, and then you started doing it the sing-along way.
Because that's the best way to remember.
Right. Let me ask him.
Yes.
Scenario. Before Rudolph,
how
does Santa get through without that nose? Do we even know?
Mother Nature always cooperated, and it wasn't foggy. It was a clear night, so they didn't need the nose.
Right.
You're welcome.
It's also Some people are upset with the Rudolph story because it shows bullying. You know that, right?
Yes, but then it helped him find his inner voice, and he overcame it, and he had grit and determination. He didn't live by being the victim. He powered through, and now he's the leader.
A lot of people think that this might be controversial, but we need a little bullying when you're young because it gets you stronger. Some of the most fascinating people were bullied young.
That's one way to be
I'm
bullying,
not pro-bully.
No, but maybe what you meant to say was, everyone needs to fail a little bit so they can overcome it and know what it feels like, and the feeling of success when you overcome some failure.
It reminded me of this movie that's so underrated. Not the Kevin Costner Bodyguard. Do you remember My Bodyguard?
No. Pete's not here. I'm sure Pete remembers.
He would remember. But it was the story of this little kid. And he's getting beat up all the time. Another guy decides to guard him. And then they finally find somebody that intimidated the bodyguard. And not only does a little kid step up with his nemesis, but the bodyguard steps up against somebody else. So it's a good story where, in the end, other kids get beat up.
It sounds like a great holiday movie.
Right. Yeah, I don't know necessarily for the holidays. You might want to wait till January 2nd to watch that. But we all know the best holiday movie. Fred Claus.
Oh, that's right.
Right. I mean, to me, it has everything. It has, what do you do when your older brother is more famous than you?
Which your younger brother, or your brothers need to, I guess.
Well, Vince Vaughn plays the other brother. He plays Fred Claus. And the best scene ever is the therapy where all brothers are famous people, like Frank Stallone, Stephen Baldwin, Vince Vaughn as Santa Claus. I mean, if we ever had that moment, you could play that back. It is so underrated in terms of comedy.
We will get it for next, or maybe for tomorrow.
Okay, good.
But I have not seen Fred Claus. But Pete with the win, Matt Dillon and Adam Baldwin. I'm guessing maybe Alec were in My Bodyguard. Does that sound right?
Matt Dillon.
He was the one writing something.
I remember Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon would have been the bully. Oh, yeah, Matt Dillon was the bully.
Pete knows his movie trivia.
All right, so Pete just wrote you?
He did.
All right, so yeah, so Matt Dillon is a perfect bully. He reminds me of like the typical bully guy.
Could Neil McDonough have played the bully or no? He does play villains.
He would have been too old. This is kids.
Gotcha.
All right, so I want to play. So Conan O'Brien sits down with the President of the United States, and I didn't read that. I didn't see it, so I read it. So I want you to hear, this is what worries me about the President. It's not that he's old. It's that he acts even older. He actually tells the same story within 3 minutes. Cut four.
My mother used to say, remember, Joey, the best drop of blood in you is Irish. My mother was 5'1". She was everybody's mother confessor. I had a mother and a father that my mother would say, don't let this define you. My mother, God love her, I remember going to identify my family. They actually said, Joey, out of everything terrible, something good will happen if you look hard enough for it. I thought it was the cruelest thing she ever said to me. Yeah.
So, it was all over the place. I don't know if I'm Conan O'Brien, I'm thinking to myself, I've done a lot of interviews. I can't even keep up with this guy. Cut three.
My mother, God love her, I remember going to identify my family. They actually said, Joey, out of everything terrible, something good will happen if you look hard enough for it. I thought it was the cruelest thing she ever said to me. Yeah. But look what's going on in the Middle East now.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to get a resolution passed through the G20, leaders of the 20 largest nations, to build a railroad from Riyadh all the way through into Saudi Arabia, Jordan, up through Israel, all the way into Europe, because there's much more reason for them to be together than to be apart.
Okay. What is he talking about? I mean, they're talking about, it wasn't his idea to do a railroad. They talked about eventually linking it up. They didn't commit to do a railroad. Number two, why are you repeating the same story within 3 minutes? That is insane to me.
But, I mean, why are they just having him go on with comedians as opposed to sitting down with other people? They're thinking he's going to screw up less, and yet he's still screwing up.
Right. It's incredible. I mean, I actually feel a little different than Kellyanne Conway. I have no problem with this interview and picking Conan O'Brien to do a person. There's nothing wrong with it. You do a personal look. You know, talk more about the person, because if I'm him and I'm looking for re-election, you want to get people reacquainted with who you are and less of your decisions. But then you have to sit down with a Bret Baier, Bill Muir, right after, and just say, you know, I'm going to. Or if you don't want to do that, do a press conference. and you watch, remember Barack Obama used to sit there in a press conference in an hour, he would take four questions because he would take it over, barely answer the question, and then talk about Obamacare or how bad Republicans are. And that's how he launched his reelection. It was frustrating. But now you have a guy calling on reporters and he's reading his cards on the answer. On the answer. This is unbelievable. You know what they'd be doing? They'd have a drone camera from Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, over Donald Trump's shoulder in order to see what his notes said.
Incredible. I mean, it is. But
you can't end the year without an interview. He has to do an interview.
I mean, but does it look like he's going to?
No, it doesn't.
But the sad thing is, too, like, I know a lot of smart people that they just don't follow the news. I was with them. They didn't even know about the Hunter Biden stuff. I'm like, come on.
Are you kidding?
But it's also like, it doesn't get covered as much as it should, but then also because of the way the media is today, like, everything's so segmented and people don't have the attention spans. So we think it's all over, but there's still so many people that don't follow it at all.
Right. But a couple of things. That's what made his press conference so detrimental to the White House. That made other outlets cover it. When Hunter Biden calls a press conference and then makes all the accusations and wax poorly about they want to kill my dad, you have to cover it. That's why they want him just to go away, but he is too selfish or on some level wants to destroy his dad. I'm not psychologically smart enough to figure that one out.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. What makes Navage so effective? Well, unlike cold and allergy drugs that might take a long time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage provides fast relief from sinus congestion in 30 seconds flat. Navage doesn't just relieve symptoms, it attacks the cause by sucking out the germs, allergens, and viruses trapped in your nose that are making you feel miserable. Best of all, Navage does it naturally, without drugs. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's Bacala Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.